KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Some bitter memories in New York City today as members of the 9/11 Commission meet there to talk about the terrorist attacks and how to prepare better if there are any more. Kristen Brentweiser lost her husband when the World Trade Center towers collapsed.
Very little has been done with regard to the communication within the city. I think on a broader point, too, the federal government's communication with the local governments, like New York, leading up to 9/11 needs to be examined and fixed.
The panel heard testimony that poor communications among first responders cost time and lives. President Bush wants Alan Greenspan to stay on as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. Greenspan's been nominated for another four-year term. The president says the Fed chairman has done a superb job. Democratic presidential contender John Kerry accuses the Bush administration of doing almost nothing to keep gasoline and health care costs down. He says that's costing Americans money and jobs. He's campaigning today in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture and a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150, KNRC.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 71 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The CU findings have been made public a day early. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Some slowing northbound I-25 approaching Alameda because of an accident blocking lane number 3. They need a tow truck to get one of the wrecked vehicles out of the way. Everything else on the freeway system looks good. Monaco and Stapleton Drive north. Traffic lights aren't working properly. Please use caution through that intersection. And Denver Fire Department is putting out a car fire in one of the parking structures at the airport. It's on the fourth level of the parking structure on the east side of the airport. Good area to stay away from there. Give your family a high-quality meal with Tyson. Tyson's hickory and fully cooked bacon are slow-smoked with natural hickory wood, so they taste great. Pick up some Tyson bacon tonight. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Following a leak to the media, the CU investigative panel's report on the recruiting scandal at the school has been released a day ahead of schedule. The report scolds the University of Colorado administration from the top down and calls football coach Gary Barnett insensitive. It says that while sex and alcohol were used in the recruiting process, university officials were unaware that that was happening. The report also questions the actions of athletic director Dick Tharp and Chancellor Richard Binney. CU President Betsy Hoffman has been given a mandate for change, with the panel suggesting that she evaluate the athletic department's performance and make changes if necessary. The panel will be meeting in a joint session with the university's Board of Regents tomorrow. Following that, the commission will meet with the press. This report brought to you by Toyota Parts and Service. A wayward police dog is safe and sound and back with his trainer. The black and brown Dutch Shepherd named Zacco left his kennel in the trainer's backyard in Aurora last night. This morning, someone saw a TV report about the missing Aurora police dog and spotted him playing in a pond. Zacco is now back home with his trainer. An early morning party in Aurora was marred by violence when the party was crashed by an unknown white or Hispanic man. He was asked to leave, but allegedly opened fire with shots hitting two men. Both were taken to the hospital and are expected to recover. Aurora police are still on the lookout for that suspect. The 7-year-old girl who was hit by a foul ball at Coors Field on Sunday has gone home. Taylor Barella wound up with a concussion from the ball hit by Philadelphia Phillies' David Bell. Supporters of a proposed hike in the tax on cigarettes say that tax increase would help more smokers quit rather than paying higher prices. The proposed hike would add 64 cents to the cost of a pack of cigarettes. Democrats. Supporters are trying to get the issue on the November ballot and say the tax revenues would go to help with cancer screening, smoking prevention plans, and children's health care. Opponents say that hike is unfair and would keep adults from getting the cigarettes they legally can have. Top weather officials in Colorado say drought conditions will be with us through the summer. They say the water levels in the state aren't going to improve enough to get the state back to normal for the 30-year average. We're at 84% of average right now in many reservoirs across the state. In sports, the Colorado Rockies on a road trip with their first stop in Cincinnati for three games with the Reds this afternoon. Sean Estes starts for the Rocks today. Rockies rallied from a six-run deficit yesterday to beat the Phillies 7-6. Toyota owners win free gas for a year. No purchase required. Right now, buy three new tires. Get the fourth at no charge. Ends 5/31. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains, more and more of you are choosing AM 1150 KNRC as Denver's premier talk station.
When news happens, you guys are on top of it.
I listen in my car. I listen at work.
Denver's premier talk station.
You're my new best friend.
Just keep up the great work.
Hear both sides daily.
Both sides.
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey, and I'd like to tell you about Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado. Nationally, they're celebrating their 100th year of service, and you can help them celebrate by making a difference. You can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters in many ways. For instance, did you know that by donating your car, you can help provide one-to-one mentoring for over 4,000 of Colorado's kids in need? These kids really need your help, and it's easy to do. Your car or truck is a great tax deduction, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters will tow your vehicle at no expense to you. Even if your car or truck can't be driven, the salvage value makes a huge difference. If you don't have a car to donate, cash is also welcome with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They also accept most boats, RVs, trailers, and motorcycles. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has touched many people in Colorado and across the nation, and possibly someone you know personally. So join the celebration. Donate today. Call them at 303-433-3666 and tell them Jimmy Lakey told you to call. 303-433-3666. Celebrate 100 years of service. Support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Colorado.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Some fog out there to contend with this morning, then partly cloudy with isolated afternoon storms, and some of those storms could be quite strong with lightning, strong winds, and hail possible. High of 77. Later on tonight, partly cloudy with scattered evening storms. Again, some of those storms could be severe, down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 84. And for Thursday, mostly sunny, chance of a storm in the afternoon in 79. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 71 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 12:08. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:08, 8 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And we have a lot to talk about, and we have to wish Jordan Lyles a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Jordan Lyles. Oh, he's getting so embarrassed. He just doesn't know what's what. And we have, we're going to figure out, we got those great loser t-shirts. Travis, you want to run upstairs, or somebody run upstairs and get me one, and I'm going to read them to you, because we're going to figure out, oh, wait, Jordan's got one down here. Tell Joe that he doesn't have to run up. There he comes. We just got these from Jim Morris, and we're going to figure out how we want to distribute them to some of you who have been interested. And let's see, these are great t-shirts. It's black. You've got the head of George W. Bush on the front, or on the, yeah, on the front of the t-shirt, and it says loser in big letters. And then it says lost election, lost surplus, lost jobs, lost moral high ground, lost allies, lost compassion, lost trust, lost clean air, lost environment, lost wildlife, lost clean water, lost civil liberties, lost lives. And this is from the Jim Morris Environmental T-shirt Company. They are in Boulder, and they have kindly sent us a bunch of these, and we're going to figure out how we want to make them available to you. But this is one fabulous-looking T-shirt, and believe me, I see T-shirts all the time. And this is all black. It's very cool. And everything is in white. The head of George W. is in white. It says big loser, you know, lost clean water, lost clean air, lost environment, lost wildlife, lost civil liberties, lost lives. Wow. Fabulous T-shirt. So thank you to Jim Morris. And we're going to figure something out here because we'd like to make these available to all of you. So happy birthday, Jordan Lyles. How does it feel to be 103? No, no, not really. How does it feel to be 14? A day in the life of. Okay. And Travis is on board with us. So Travis Gasper, thank you so much for joining us today. He's been a listener and he's helping us out and interning with us. So welcome aboard, helping Joe and in our kind of, well, pretty idiosyncratic environment is the only thing I can say. Okay, some news. First of all, I'm going to be on Channel 12 Saturday night. And I think I'm also going to be on Sunday night as well. As soon as we get the information for the Sunday night, I'll share that with you. But Saturday night at 10 o'clock at night, so if you don't have a date, if you don't have anything to do Saturday night, and you are home, turn on KBDI Channel 12. The program is called Drop Frame. It is a program that features the work of independent filmmakers. Allison Hill is one of the producers, and she's involved in it, and she does some work at Channel 12. And so I'm going to be on somewhere along the way there at 10 o'clock. They're just really short bumpers. And I think I'm also going to be on at 11 o'clock on Sunday night on Channel 12. There's a show that deals with gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual, transgender. I can't say it right. BLT, I want to say BLT, like a bacon, lettuce, and tomato. And there's a show, I think it's called maybe Colorado Outspoken. I don't have all the details, but when I have those, I will share those with you. And that we did last week in Golden at the School of Mines is where they tape it. And I think that's going to be broadcast Sunday night at 11 o'clock. Thursday, we're going to be joined by critically acclaimed novelist Ken Harif. He had a bestseller, and he's a Colorado author. He had a bestseller with Plainsong, and I think it was made into either a TV movie or something like that. And now he's got a new book out examining the fictional community of Holt, Colorado, and the new book is called Eventide, and he'll be joining us live in studio. Friday, also live in studio, Ron Chernow. His new book is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. It's a new biography of Alexander Hamilton, which should be fascinating. So all of that coming up on Enid Live. Okay, the big news, well, there's a lot of big news today. A lot of things that I want to tie together as well. But the news, and I first saw it this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, headline, CU officials rebuked. Subhead, this is now the report that leaked, and so they're going to release it. They've released it a day early. An investigative panel studying CU football recruiting practices heavily criticized top leaders from President Betsy Hoffman on down. And here's the good part, but found no evidence that they knowingly sanctioned the use of sex and booze to lure top prospects, according to this report that was about to be released and already has been released early because it leaked. No evidence that anybody knowingly knew anything. That was exactly what the whole system was designed to do, was to provide deniable plausibility. Plausible deniability. I got it all confused. Plausible deniability. So it was a whole system where they even issued handbooks to the goodwill ambassadors, the girls who were the welcome wagons here for the recruiting, for the football players. They issue a handbook that says anything that goes on with you in the football field, we don't want to know anything about that. Don't tell us. We don't want to know. So they have sufficiently insulated themselves so that they never had to know anything. They didn't knowingly know anything. But just because there's no evidence doesn't mean that they didn't know. Just because the panel was never presented evidence doesn't mean that they didn't know. They knew. They knew. And what's even more astonishing here, the commission's report said it expects Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar, special prosecutor in the case, to investigate the allegations more fully. Well, I hope he does a better job with that than he does with the than he did with the rape allegations, in which all of that just went bye-bye. The University Board of Regents and the panel are scheduled to meet tomorrow morning to discuss the report. It said Chancellor Binney, Dick Tharp, who had the athletic department, and Coach Barnett, quote, minimize the importance of the recruiting problems and the coach and his assistants provided insufficient supervision of recruits. Barnett behaved with insensitivity toward issues of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and did not follow protocols in these areas. Now, here's what's also very interesting, and I haven't heard this brought out anywhere, so listen up. There is evidence demonstrating that sex, alcohol, and drugs were used as football recruiting tools by some player hosts and possibly a football recruiting assistant, the report said. An assistant. This is like the Abu Ghraib stuff in Iraq, where the lower level people are the ones who are being prosecuted, but the evidence all points to them getting their orders from much higher on the food chain. And here you have the same kind of thing, a low level recruiting assistant. Well, these people aren't doing stuff on their own. They're getting their marching orders from somebody else. But everybody here is really insulated. There is no clear evidence, according to the report, that university officials knowingly sanctioned the use of alcohol or had direct involvement. Well, of course they didn't have direct involvement. They had layers intervening. And you think that they didn't know alcohol and sex were being used to recruit football players? Like, what planet are you living on? 303-382-1150. But here is the juicy part. The juicy part is that Chancellor Binney and Tharp, who headed up the athletic department, or heads up the athletic department, but takes really long, beery lunches, apparently, and it's hardly at work, if you can believe some of the allegations. Binney and Tharp failed to effectively communicate and develop solutions to identify recruiting problems, the report said. This is reflected in Binney's repeated requests for the athletic department to assert greater control over recruits, Tharp's lack of response to Binney, his immediate supervisor, and Binney's lack of follow-through through Tharp. So here's the way it went. Hoffman would say, well, so what's happening with that ridiculous athletic department that we've got, a big revenue generator that's always getting into scrapes? Binney, what's going on there, Binney? And Binney says, well, I'll have to put the pedal to the metal to Tharp. So he tells Tharp, Tharp, what's going on there now? Are you following through? Are you sure there's no sex and drugs and booze used to recruit these football players? Tharp, do you hear me? Are you doing blah, 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 blah? And then he forgets about it. And then Tharp says, you know, screw him. I'm not telling him anything. And anyway, he never asked me anyway. He just, you know, Hoffman steps on his guess and he steps on mine. And then he never asked me what I did about it. So you know what? I think I'll go have another long lunch now. I think that's the way it shook down. 303-382-1150. And then he'd say to Barnett, wink, 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 wink. Do you know anything about sex and booze and drugs being used to recruit our football players? Wink, 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 wink. No, I don't know anything about that. Do you know anything about it? No, let's go have another long lunch. That's what happened. 303-382-1150. The whole thing is an outrage, and they all need to go because they're not doing their jobs. There isn't the proper supervision. There's no follow-up. There's no follow-through. Tharp is effectively saying to Binney, screw you. I don't have to, you know, all right, you tell me what to do. And then he never asks again, so you know what? I'm having another long lunch. That's the drill over there. The Buffs. We're getting, you know what? The whole athletic department was getting buffaloed. And then they were trying to buffalo the rest of us. 303-382-1150. Jeff calling from Westminster. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. You know, I remember when you came back from Italy, you made a statement about people are naive. You know, the people in this country are naive compared to the rest of the world. And I'm going to have to agree with that, but I'm going to apply that to you for once because I don't know how a football coach would be able to control young adults. You know, everybody in the world knows CU's got the reputation of being this big, huge party school. So I don't know why anybody would have to use that reputation that they already have to recruit recruits. I mean, it's ridiculous. Everybody knows any kid in this.
I don't understand what you were trying to get at here, Jeff. What is your point exactly?
You're making out like, you know, here you go again trying to make out like Gary Barnett is some big pimp or something. And it's just not true.
You know what? I think they're all pimps. That is my take on it, actually. Thank you for using the word. They're they're trying to protect themselves at the expense of the students. You're the one who used the word, Jeff. Shame on me for what? Oh, and now he hangs up. A guy who clearly can't make the case. These guys are so busy pimping the athletic department, caring more about their own jobs, protecting themselves at the expense of the students that they are charged with protecting. And nobody is being held accountable here. Well, there was no evidence that anybody knew anything. Isn't, as they used to say on the Pocket Fisherman when Ron Popeil would demonstrate machines that slice and dice, isn't that amazing? Well, listen to this. Here it is. front page of the Rocky, or one of the front pages of the Rocky, the investigative panel studying CU football recruiting practices heavily criticized leaders from Betsy Hoffman on down, but found no evidence that they knowingly sanctioned the use of sex and booze to lure top prospects. This is according to the report, that they didn't know. You think they didn't know? They didn't follow through. They protected their own jobs. They tried to sweep it under the rug until they couldn't anymore. And then they all took long lunches and said they didn't know anything. Boy, you know, for top university officials, these are people with advanced degrees. Universities are places that confer something beyond high school. These are, bastions of learning, supposedly. They didn't know. Isn't that? That is just remarkable. What are your thoughts about this? And what should the sanctions be here? 303-382-1150. I don't think Barnett's going to come back. Tharp ought to go quickly. I mean, that guy ought to just, you know, go ahead and concentrate on your booze business, Tharp, and forget about the athletic department at CU. It is the Buffs, and we have been buffaloed sufficiently. What are your thoughts about this? I think they all have to go. I think Binney isn't doing his job. He'd say something. They'd wink, wink, nod, nod. Nobody would ever follow through. And it was business as usual. So CU officials had been rebuked. Rebuked! Just like the Department of, you know, Rumsfeld, rebuked. He didn't know either. He just didn't know. They didn't know. And then the parents are getting involved. Then they're all bent out of shape. Some of the parents of the CU football players, several of them asked Governor Bill, I don't know if I can keep my pants zipped up, Owens, on Monday to apologize for his remarks in February about the school's football program being an embarrassment. They want Owens to apologize that he didn't really mean that the football program was an embarrassment. The parents met behind closed doors with the governor for nearly an hour to discuss that remark, as well as the turmoil surrounding. You know, all they care about is the remark, not the actual facts of the case, not the behaviors that people are indulged in. Well, we don't like it that the governor smeared our football program and our kids by extension by saying it's an embarrassment. We don't like that. No, we don't like that at all. So they met behind closed doors. They should meet, you know. Do you think that they're as exercised about people losing their lives in Iraq as they are that the government possibly used a slur against a football team? Does any of this make any sense to you? Are we in a world gone mad and run completely amok? 303-382-1150. Will this condition whether or not you go to a Buffs game? Will you still go? Is it still going to be business as usual? If they clean house, is it going to be another new set of people doing exactly the same thing? Because this is what you have to do to recruit players. Is that the story here? I think all of them ought to go. I think Hoffman didn't do her job. God bless her. You know, maybe she told them to do what they were, and they never reported back to her, or she never demanded evidence that the job was done. In that case, she's not doing her job as an executive and as a leader of a university that fancies itself a top university. Binney sounds like his spine was sent out to the dry cleaners and came back all shrunk. 303-382-1150. So he didn't ever follow up. Tharp knew how to play everybody. Tharp, oh, yeah, Binney would say to him, yeah, yeah, well, you better clean up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, nobody ever asked for follow-up. Did you clean it up? No, well, I'm going to go have another long lunch now. And Barnett, what did he care? He knew that he was protected as long as he had a winning streak, which I don't think he's had for some time now. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I'm joined by Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, a registered investment advisor. Willis, many people I've met are completely invested in stocks, more than they should be, and they don't even know it. Has this been your experience?
Doug, many people do take on more risk for their situation, and it's not wise. Here's a simple rule to help you. Subtract your age from 100. The number remaining is generally the amount you should have at risk. So if you're 55, you should have 45 at risk and 55 safe.
Okay, so how do you tell if what you have is safe or risky?
Well, like I said, a lot of people are in things that are too risky for my kids, let alone someone near retirement. If you give me a call, I can show you how much risk you are taking and whether or not you are on the right track.
Now, that sounds like a good idea. The number at Integra Financial is 303-220-5525, 303-220-5525.
Integra Financial, a registered investment advisor, helping people make good financial decisions since 1989.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
For this offer, some restrictions and limitations apply. See print materials at Bones Plus, a T-Mobile authorized dealer for details.
Welcome to the big show. We have a treat for you, Colorado group, called Phones Plus. But first, a word from our sponsor, the Samsung X105.
The X105 has a premium full-color screen, SRP $149.99. Get the X105 for free after a $75 mail-in rebate and instant in-store credit. Annual contract is required.
Now on with a big show. Our stores have been jam-packed with photographers from all over the nation. This city has never witnessed the excitement been stirred by these youngsters from Colorado who call themselves Phones Plus.
Ed, we just relocated our store in Boulder on Pearl Street, and now we bring to you our wonderful fans a new store at Colorado Mills. At Phones Plus, a T-Mobile authorized dealer, get 1,000 whenever minutes for only $39.99 a month. Come see us at our 18 locations or
call 303-444-PLUS. The wireless store with a whole lot more.
Phones Plus.
Now that's talent, folks.
KNRC presents Bill Maher at the Paramount Theater Saturday, June 12th.
I will give George Bush credit for this. He is working a lot harder than he thought he'd have to.
For tickets, visit HOB.com.
You know what? You got to get over that. Al Gore lost that election all by himself by maintaining his pledge to end charisma as we know it.
Or call 303-830-8497.
Seriously, the Republicans did not steal that election. It did fall off a truck.
Bill Maher at the Paramount, June 12th. Brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
No stocks are higher at this hour. The Dow is now up 59 points. The Nasdaq up 19 and three quarters. President Bush has renominated Alan Greenspan as chairman of the Federal Reserve, saying he's done a superb job. It will be Greenspan's fifth term as head of the central bank if approved by the Senate. The economy has reached a point of sustainable growth and inflation is expected to remain under control. That's the word from Philadelphia Fed President Anthony Santomiro, who also noted that healthy job creation seems to be in place. AAA reporting American vacationers will travel more this Memorial Day weekend than last year, thanks to that recovering economy. We hit the road despite the record high price of gas, now an average $2.02 a gallon. Meanwhile, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham said today, no matter how high the price at the pump is, the Bush administration will not dip into the strategic petroleum reserve just to lower costs. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the n sound. Only the mmm sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the easy pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
12:29 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm intrigued by the CU recruiting report that blasts officials. Top University of Colorado officials repeatedly failed to hold accountable athletic director Dick Tharp and suspended football coach Kerry Barnett for a football recruiting program that used sex, drugs, and alcohol to lure high school players. That's according to the CU Independent Investigative Commission. That is what it has said in its final report that was released today. There's evidence demonstrating that sex, alcohol, and drugs were used as football recruiting tools by some player hosts and possibly a football recruiting assistant like the assistant did it on his or her own. Please, give me a break. In the Rockies version of it, that's a Post lead on the story. In the Rockies version, they said that there was no evidence that these top leaders, which were heavily criticized, that there was no evidence that they knowingly sanctioned. But of course it was sanctioned. It was sanctioned with a wink and it was sanctioned with a nod. And just because there's no evidence doesn't mean that it didn't happen. Just that they don't have evidence. And in the Rockies version, I just love this part. You know, Binney and Tharp failed to effectively communicate and develop solutions to identify recruiting problems. This is reflected in Binney's repeated requests for the athletic department to assert greater control over recruits. Tharp's lack of response. So, you know, he would say, essentially he was saying to Binney, screw you. I'm taking a long lunch here. I'm not, you know, you can complain all you want and I'll do whatever I feel like doing. Tharp's lack of response to Binney, who is his immediate supervisor, and Binney's lack of follow through Tharp. So he knew he could manipulate Binney, apparently. And then Hoffman, I don't know what her position was. She should have insisted on regular reports. She should have insisted on knowing, because when she came in, there was a problem. And it has only gotten worse. I really think that there's a great lesson here in life. I think that a lot of us are very busy doing the really hard work of looking into your lives when there's a problem is something nobody particularly wants to do. So everybody wants to just shove it under the rug and go on doing business as usual. And it doesn't ever really work. Never works. You can shove it under the rug for maybe a period of time. And while it's under there moldering away, it is collecting interest. And so when it finally erupts, it's going to slap you in the chops a million times harder than if you had dealt with it when it was just a little dust ball and that you swept under the rug. So here are the CU officials hoping that it would go away. It's just sort of like the Pentagon. Rumsfeld, who hoped the pictures at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq would just kind of go away because there was a very special secret black program going on via intelligence, the whole intelligence universe there, and he knew all about it. He was one of the few who knew about it, and it couldn't be made public, and so he figured it would just go away, and it has only gotten worse. So that's what these two have in common. I'm kind of tired of being buffaloed by these athletic departments because it's the same old in all of them. They're all doing the same thing to recruit students. 303-382-1150. So what should be the sanction? Should Hoffman keep her job? Should Tharp keep his? I don't think he's going to keep his job. I think he's going to have to go. And I think Barnett's going to go as well. And maybe Binney ought to go. And possibly Hoffman should too, because clearly they're not doing their jobs. I don't know what their contractual situations are, whether the university can push them out the door without paying huge contracts out. I don't know. But if they could do it tomorrow, then I say that that's what they ought to do. 303-382-1150. On the loser t-shirt, these are Jim Morris t-shirts, and you can call Jim Morris at 303-444-6430, 303-444-6430, or 1-800-788-5411. And we're going to figure out ways to get these distributed, whether we're going to have a giveaway or what we're going to do. We have to figure this out. But they're beautiful, beautiful T-shirts. I'm looking at the front page of the Post this morning, and I read the story both in the Post and in the Rocky. And here's what it is, a story that's so sad it will break your heart. It turns out that somebody saw that girder, and I was on I-70. Was this actually on I-70? I was on I-70 a day after that girder was in place, going to the studio in Golden at the School of Mines, because I'm going to be on Channel 12 Sunday night, I think. I'm also going to be on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, a show called Drop Frame. But on Sunday night, I think I'm scheduled to be on. And the taping was at the School of Mines, Colorado School of Mines in Golden. And J.D. and I went out there, and that was we had to take I-70. So, you know, you never know. You just never know in that moment. I had a doctor, my pediatrician when I was a little kid, who had gone to 100 miles away to some conference or something and stopped in a drugstore because she was thirsty to have a Coke or something, sit down at the counter, and a loose brick from the ceiling fell down, hit her on the head, and she was dead instantly. Now think about the timing that's involved. And she was a woman of, she was from the South. She was a single woman who was a doctor at that time. Single women didn't so much have careers. And she had commissioned Frank Lloyd Wright, of all people, to design her home. And he did. It's the Ina Harper House, who many years later my cousin and his family owned it and lived in it. But in any event, so think of the timing that you would, if you were back timing it, doing it backwards, to be at a certain place at that very second when the brick from the ceiling loosened and hit you on the head and ended your life. And that was it. I mean, think about that. So this family that everybody said was so wonderful, a family, a mother, a father, a child, and the mother was 3 months pregnant, and there they are, they're just driving along, and boom, this thing comes down, that's it. It's all over. And the people who saw it said they'll never forget it. It was horrible. Blood, it was just hideous. Well, but the story here is this. A motorist call reported a sagging girder hanging under the C-470 bridge at I-70 about 74 minutes before it collapsed and killed three people. But his message was misunderstood by a Colorado State Patrol dispatcher, and the road was not closed in time. And this breaks your heart, because here is the transcript of the phone call. The caller calls 911, and the caller says, yeah, the bridge, C-470 over I-70, looks like they hung a new I-beam girder in the last couple of days. Well, it's rolled, and it looks like it's structurally unsafe over the freeway. And the dispatcher takes this to be the sign and not the girder. And the dispatcher said, is the sign actually hanging down? And the caller says, well, doesn't hear that the dispatcher says sign. This is why it's so important to listen carefully. The caller says, well, it's rolled toward the existing bridge a good 2 or 3 feet. And the dispatcher says, and son, C-470 over I-70, yes. And the dispatcher said, which direction? And the caller says, it's over the eastbound side of I-70. It may not be a big deal, but I've done bridge construction in the past, and it does not look right. Dispatcher says, okay, we'll have someone check on it. Can I have your name, please, and number you're calling from? And all that's been deleted. Thank you. And now they call the state patrol and the, hello, that sign. And CDOT says, what's it doing? And the state patrol says, it's like hanging. And CDOT says, it's hanging. And the state patrol says, and it looks unstructurally safe. Okay, do I give that or do I give it to an area truck? And then they go out and the sign's fine. Well, it wasn't the sign. It was the girder. It was the girder. And nobody heard it right. And a warning preceded the fall. And nobody, it could have been alleviated if anybody had been paying attention. If anybody had heard it exactly right. So dispatchers have to be trained to hear exactly what callers are saying and to act like reporters and to go back and say, do you mean the sign? Do you mean the girder? What do you mean? Because it had that been handled, this family might still have been alive. So again, if you're working backward, if you are working backward, for them to be at that exact place, at that exact second when that girder came down, I mean, my God, it's fate. It's I don't know what to say. And also, I'm listening to the testimony on the 9/11 panel. Firefighters and police officers were struggling to save thousands of workers at the World Trade Center on 9/11/2001 and were severely hampered by communication and organizational problems. Again, the same kind of thing. They got, first there was one set of communications, then there was another set, don't leave the building, yes, leave the building, what are you supposed to do? And nobody has it right. I don't know about you, but when I'm having very simple things done, sometimes I have to go have it done 2 or 3 times before it's right. I mean, simple stuff where you've got to call and be sure that it's right because people aren't paying attention or they're overworked or they're overloaded or they didn't get it exactly right. And this is certainly true of communications between doctors and patients where the patients mishear and the doctors misspeak or the doctors assume you know and you don't know and it goes back and forth. But just remember small things. Maybe you told your bank something and they were supposed to do something or other and they didn't do it. Or you had to make 3 phone calls when 1 should have sufficed. 303-382-1150. And never have we had more communications than we do now. We're living in an era of communications, and all we seem to be able to do is to miscommunicate. George in Lafayette. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, good afternoon, Enid.
Hi, George.
I have a comment to make about this miscommunication involving that girder, and it is and actually has a relationship to other miscommunications that happened elsewhere. Specifically, the caller told the dispatcher about a girder. The dispatcher made an error and thought it was a sign and passed the information that it was a sign.
And the caller didn't catch it and didn't catch that the
yeah.
error was made and should have reminded the dispatcher it was a girder, not a sign.
Yes, but you can imagine that while making a 911 call, it's possible to, because of traffic noise and other things, not to hear everything quite right.
That's true. That's true.
The proposition I have is this. In this day of communications, the fact is that the calls that the dispatcher gets are recorded. Are recorded.
Right.
Now, what would keep the dispatcher from relaying the exact call, the recorded version, to the car, to the police car or the DOT car that is headed to the scene to check on this thing? If they had done this, it would have been quite likely that the vehicle being dispatched to check on the problem would have heard the story directly from the
You know what this is a version of? Remember that old game Telephone?
What? Yes.
There's an old game called Telephone where somebody starts out saying something and you tell it to the next person, by the time you get down the line, that's right.
Well, the thing that gets through to me is this. Something like this may very well have happened in the Paul Childs case. The family, somewhat distraught, calls the dispatcher, 911 dispatcher. The dispatcher relays the information as best she can to the patrol car. And it is entirely possible that what the dispatcher told the car was that there was a desperate criminal ready to harm the family. Had this call been given directly while the police car was on its way to the scene, got the message from the complainant, they might have realized, hey,
there is a mitigating factor here, though, although I see the point you're making, George,
yeah.
and I think you're making an excellent point.
And the
mitigating factor is that Paul Childs Jim Turney had contact with Paul Childs.
Right,
in the past.
True, but it may entirely be possible that Turney did not realize that this was Paul Childs. All he got was an address where a crime was taking place. So he was all set up to stop a violent crime in progress.
George, I think you make an excellent point, and I thank you for doing it. I want to talk about that further. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:42, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Enid. Partly cloudy and 69 now. The CU investigative panel's report is out a day early. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 at Alameda. Denver police still waiting on a tow truck to show up and help clear an accident out of lane number 3. Good area to stay away from for a few more minutes anyway. Another good area to stay away from, I'm afraid, is the fourth level parking structure on the east side of the airport. Was a car fire in there a few minutes ago. It's been put out, but the investigation continues. They are asking for engineers to come and check the structure just to make sure nothing's wrong. There's no evidence that anything is wrong. It's sort of a standard procedure there. The fifth and third levels of the parking structure there on the east side of DIA are open and ready for business. Monaco and Stapleton Drive North, traffic lights continue to malfunction. Use caution there. Westbound Evans and Colorado Boulevard, a minor accident just coming in. And they tell us that the Mount Evans Road will be open to through traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning next Friday, the 28th of May. And that, of course, depends on the weather. Castrol GTX, the motor oil that is specially engineered for today's more complex, hotter running engines. Get Castrol GTX, the motor oil that is as advanced as your engine. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Following a leak to the media yesterday, the CU investigative panel has released its report on its website. The report shows that while sex and alcohol were used to lure recruits, there's no evidence that university officials knew. The report also calls football coach Gary Barnett insensitive. Governor Bill Owen says he hasn't had a chance to look at the report and isn't ready to make any comments. This report brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. rooms. Aurora police are looking for a suspect who crashed an early morning party today and shot two men when he was asked to leave. Both men were taken to the hospital, but their injuries are not considered life-threatening. Top weather forecasters are saying that our drought will stay with us through the summer. Water levels in many reservoirs are still at only 84% of their 30-year average. At John Elway Showrooms, you get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. No worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1244.
Mother Nature. La, 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 la. Spring cleaning.
Excuse me.
She does it according to her own schedule. Let her do her thing while we do ours. Be prepared this spring and summer with the most up-to-date weather watches and warnings, exclusively on AM 1150. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
WB2. $300 shades or $6 shades? Wednesday on WB2 News at 9, Casey Curry puts the hottest sunglass fashions to the test.
What I have in front of me is a UV meter that actually shows how much UV light is getting through.
Find out if spending hundreds really gives you better protection against our mile-high sun.
At this elevation, the UV exposure is constant.
We'll tell you which ones are better for your eyes, what shades are best for sports, and why your kids need them even more than you. When Casey Curry takes you shade shopping, Wednesday on WB2 News at 9.
Hi, I'm Natalie Tisdall.
And I'm Tom Green. Whether you're an early riser or like to sleep late,
WB2 Morning News is there for you.
Every weekday between 5:30 and 9, get your news, weather, and traffic from WB2 Morning News.
We have Denver's most local news in the morning.
Start your engines. Wednesday morning, we'll have a high-tech preview of the Indy 500 live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Plus, we'll help you spring into summer with the best of the best in outdoor accessories.
So join us for WB2 Morning News tomorrow between 5:30 and 9, because your time counts.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms through the afternoon. Upper 70s for our high temperature. Partly cloudy tonight with some scattered thunderstorms this evening, cooling off to around 50 degrees for tomorrow. We'll top out in the mid-80s under partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy and 70 now. KNRC News Time is 1246. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplex. A great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
He's looking out for you.
Listen.
Bill O'Reilly, weekdays at 10 a.m., exclusively with the Radio Factor on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
A 911 call told authorities of a dangerous girder at T-470 and I-70 an hour before it fell and killed a family of three. Recordings of the call show the dispatcher thought the caller was reporting a dangerous sign. A repair team was then dispatched and located a damaged sign in the area but made no notice of the beam. The joint investigation is looking into whether any procedural errors led to the mistake. Along with the NTSB joint investigation, Jeffco Sheriff's also announced they've launched a criminal investigation into the matter.
I have not seen anything of this type. I've seen bridge collapses, et cetera, but nothing of this type with the under construction that has fallen onto an active interstate highway.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1248 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I thought George's point was very interesting and well taken. In other words, are the dispatcher problems information that the dispatchers pass on, are those the reasons for the Paul Child shooting? Is it the reason for, was it Denise Washington? Is it the reason for this tragedy with the girder coming down on I-70? And by the way, there is a Bay Area firm called Failure, Inc. And I think they are even on the stock exchange. And Failure, its job is to analyze these exact kinds of failures, things that went wrong, engineering structures, all kinds of things like that. So I don't know if the state has contacted Failure, Inc., or a company similar to that. But here we have a 74-minute warning, a 74-minute heads-up. Fate is so amazing. And the dispatcher heard it as the sign and not the girder. A sign, not a girder. And whoever called it in said it was a girder. And maybe, as George points out, you know, you're on a cell phone. Sometimes the reception's kind of shaky. And the caller didn't realize that the dispatcher was talking about a sign. They weren't on the same page. So training for dispatchers has to be much more precise, I think, than it has been. But I don't know about you, but anything that I have to do, however mundane the job is, usually I have to make a million phone calls before even the simplest thing gets done correctly. So here's something very important that's being phoned into a dispatcher. Maybe dispatchers get a lot of junky communications and it's hard for them to distinguish what's important from what isn't. If you are a dispatcher, I would certainly like to hear from you. I'd like to know what the job is like. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. But in the 9/11 testimony that's going on today, rescuers were poorly informed. You didn't get the right communications there either. Firefighters and police officers were struggling to save thousands of workers at the World Trade Center. 9/11. They were severely hampered by communication and organizational problems, and very few believed that either of the Twin Towers was in danger of collapsing that morning. So you have a set of beliefs. You don't believe that a whole building can collapse on you, and so you act accordingly. In painstaking and at times painful 26-page examination of events that day, the commission's investigative staff found that panic-stricken civilians were given scarce and often conflicting information, while many of the emergency workers themselves were either underinformed or misinformed about the rapidly deteriorating situation after two airliners piloted by terrorist hijackers crashed into the Trade Center's towers. I'm going to ask you a question. What is the CU scandal? What is the 9/11 poorly informed, that all that stuff? What does the 74-minute warning on the girder coming down or looking like it's not properly placed? What does all that stuff have in common? What does all that stuff have in common? People were underinformed. People were uninformed. The people, 303-382-1150, think about, what does all this stuff have in common besides the lack of good communication? The people who are, you have given your trust to, who are supposed to be in charge, who are supposed to know what to do, you're supposed to know from the management office what's to happen, what you're supposed to, what plan, what routine you're supposed to follow in the event of an emergency, and none of them were right. They weren't right. Mostly it was underinformed, uninformed, misinformed information. You see you, the chancellor, the president on down. They're supposed to protect your children when they're there, when they're students. And they were poorly informed, misinformed, underinformed, willfully ignorant, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. They didn't want to know either. And if you look to our government, you know, they're lying to us too, certainly about the reasons for going to war against Iraq, poorly informed, misinformed. They don't know either. They didn't know anything was going on in the prison in Iraq. And here's a phone call that occurs 74 minutes before this girder comes crashing down, killing three innocent people, actually four innocent people, a fatal collapse. And the dispatcher is supposed to be charged with knowing how to listen correctly and get the information, didn't get it right, didn't ask for confirmation. Was it the sign? Is it the girder? What is it? Just assumed. A lot of assumptions. In journalism, there is a cliche. Assume, A-S-S-U-M-E, makes an ass of you and me. The spelling of assume. Assume makes an ass of you and me. And there were many, many assumptions. In 9/11, they assumed they knew what the drill would be in case of an emergency. They assumed that the building would never completely fall down. They made many assumptions that were incorrect. President Hoffman assumed that when she told Minnie to do something, he was doing it. She assumed that things were going right, and maybe she wasn't doing the proper follow-through. This dispatcher assumed that it was the sign and it wasn't the girder. 303-382-1150. Bob in Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Bob.
I love the way you antagonize all these right-wingers. But anyway, my point of the call is that the dispatcher, customer service, all the other things that kind of fall into the front line, the first person you contact, is the least experienced, the most underpaid.
What are they paying them? Not much more than minimum wage, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah. And yet, they're the ones who make all the decisions about what's happening.
Well, they're the ones who categorize it, and then they pass it on. They said, "Oh, well, it's a sign." They categorized it; it's a sign. It's not a girder.
And that person that did that was probably making less money than the guy who drove out in a truck to look at the sign and determine that it was not unsafe.
Well, I hate to think, you know, we have that money equation going on that if you make more money, you're more able. But shall we look at CU and see whether those people making nice fat salaries were any more able than this dispatcher on the girder situation?
Well, where does it start? Who's the front line on that? Because it's a matter of determination. Well, this person had a problem. Well,
you look at any aspect of American life, and you tell me if the standards are the same as they were 20 years ago. Even a high school diploma goes to people who can barely read it, for one thing. And in every aspect of American life, I think the standards have pretty much eroded, Bob. And I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Technology, it's how the West was really won. Wild West Tech, hosted by Keith Carradine. Tonight at 8, Train Tech, only on the History Channel.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy 4 selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Guess what, hon?
Huh?
Found us a hotel for our anniversary.
Where'd you find that?
Expedia.
No, where? Like where?
Oh, Cancun. Hey, check it out. Here's a picture.
This hotel right here?
Yep.
The one on the golf course?
Oh, yeah, but,
Nice try. Let me know when you find our real hotel, okay?
Plenty of hotels with lots of pictures and details. Another way Expedia helps you create the trip that's right for you.
Expedia.com.
Businesses know it. Employers love it.
How valuable is a graduate degree from the Daniels College of Business?
When I graduated, I knew I could accomplish anything.
Graduates from the Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver are in higher demand than ever because Daniels is the only Colorado graduate degree program ranked by the Wall Street Journal as one of the world's best.
Having the Daniels name behind you certainly will help securing an excellent opportunity.
But hurry. Because of the overwhelming response, we have extended the application deadline for a short time.
I found the application process to be very easy. I completed my application in one day over the internet.
Apply today, and our admissions counselors will fast-track your application.
I was assigned a graduate admissions advisor who walked me through the process and was there every step of the way.
You may even be eligible for a merit scholarship or a GMAT prep voucher. Call 303-871-3416 or visit us online at daniels.du/fall.
I would say, go for it. Do it.
Introducing new Nestle Coffee Mate Half and Half in a new easy pour container. That's quite enough, Cal. Thank you. So try new Coffee Mate Half and Half in utterly delicious hazelnut, new vanilla, and of course, original. Not moo, new. New Coffee Mate Half and Half. It's all the rich flavor you expect from coffee's perfect mate in a real dairy creamer. Look for the... Package in the refrigerator section. Good job.
Are you an advocate for social justice? Boulder County Safe House offers its tri-annual volunteer training, providing a comprehensive overview of violence against women, crisis intervention skills, anti-racism, and anti-oppression training, and information on how to use positive personal action to end the social problem of violence against women. Spring training begins Saturday, June 5th. For more information, call 303-415-3749 or visit www.bouldercountysafehouse.org.
Is someone in your house a beast when it's time to get up?
Oh, no. He's up.
Is he a monster until he gets what he needs to get started every morning?
Kids, go to the basement.
Don't send the kids away. While the coffee's brewing, keep the dial here with Jimmy Lakey on AM 1150.
Morning, everyone.
And everything he and the whole family needs is right there.
It's going to be a great day.
Come on back up, kids.
AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:59 is the time. We have just a few seconds left in this hour, so not enough time to take any calls. Kevin, if you hang on, we'll talk to you in the next hour. I want to continue this conversation on standards also. There's some new news. A U.S. flag may be removed from a Colorado peak, erected at 13,000 feet to the victims of 9/11. Uh-oh, Forest Service says can't be there. It's causing a backlash. Lots more coming up on Enid Live. Two more hours, in fact, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. The 9/11 Commission is hearing testimony from some of those who survived the terrorist attacks on New York City. Members say there was an almost complete breakdown in communications that day. This man was making his way out of Tower 2.
I heard a familiar voice say, "Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Building 2 is secure. There is no need to evacuate Building 2. If you're in the midst of evacuation, you may use the re-entry doors and the elevators to return to your office." Repeat, Building 2 is secure.
And soon after, another plane hit that tower. The Pentagon's number two man coming under fire from senators who want to know how long the U.S. will be in Iraq. Paul Wolfowitz says it's too soon to tell. He worked in radio, on Broadway, and in movies, but Tony Randall is best known for his role as Felix Unger on the hit TV show The Odd Couple. The veteran actor has died at the age of 84. His portrayal of Felix won Randall an Emmy Award. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture and a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 71 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Sex and alcohol were used in the recruiting process at CU. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25, let's make that southbound I-25 rather, southbound I-25 at Evans, disabled vehicle in traffic, already jammed back to Colorado Boulevard, folks are trying to get that thing out of the way so the jam doesn't get a whole lot worse, still cleaning up an accident, northbound I-25 at Alameda, one car has been sitting in lane number 3 for a long, long time there, starting to cause a little bit of slowing as you might suspect. Fillmore Street closed between 12th and 14th Avenues because of an accident. Nobody injured, but there are some live wires down, so they need to get that taken care of before they can reopen the street. Leedsdale at Quebec, an accident with injuries, minor collision, Evans and Colorado Boulevard. Still another one coming in from 6th and Lincoln downtown. Also a stall southbound York at 26th Avenue. Metabolife is number one for weight loss this month at Albertsons. Buy one bottle of Metabolife Ultra or caffeine free, get a second free. Metabolife, buy one, get one free at all Albertsons. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Sex and alcohol were used in the recruiting process at the University of Colorado, according to the report from the independent panel that investigated those allegations. However, according to the commission, university officials were unaware that it was happening. The report came out a day early after it was leaked to the media yesterday. The report also scolds the administration from the top down and says football coach Gary Barnett was insensitive. The panel says CU President Betsy Hoffman has a mandate for change and suggests that she evaluate the athletic department's performance and make necessary changes. The panel will be meeting with the Board of Regents tomorrow and will then meet with the press. This report brought to you by Gorilla Glue. Colorado Governor Bill Owen says in the wake of Saturday's collapsed beam on I-70, there are numerous policies that need to be revisited. This after the State Patrol yesterday said a 911 miscommunication may have led to the 40-ton girder falling on a passing SUV, killing all the occupants in that car.
Do everything we can, not just in the construction phase, but also in the 911 phase to make sure that an accident like this doesn't ever happen again.
The 911 caller told the dispatcher that something didn't look right about the girder in question. However, the dispatcher misunderstood, thought the caller was referring to a sign hanging from the overpass at I-70 and C-470. Violence marred an early morning party in Aurora when a man crashed the party and then shot two men. When he was asked to leave, both men were taken to the hospital but are expected to recover. Aurora police are looking for a suspect who is either a white or Hispanic man. The girl who was hit by a foul ball at Coors Field on Sunday did get a concussion from the impact, but she's been let out of the hospital and has gone home to recover. The girl, 7-year-old Taylor Barella, had a seat at the Colorado Rockies and Philadelphia Philly game and was up about 20 rows. Philly's David Bell hit that foul ball. The girl was treated by paramedics for about 10 minutes before she was transported to the hospital. In sports, the Colorado Rockies are playing the Reds in Cincinnati tonight, starting a 3-game series there. Sean Estes climbs the hill for the Rocks, who rallied yesterday from 6 runs down to beat the Phillies 7-6. Gorilla Glue, the toughest glue on planet Earth. Incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, bonds almost everything, perfect for tough home repairs and building projects. Gorilla Glue, the toughest glue on planet Earth. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 105.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities, exclusively on AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors.
Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks.
Madams and Mayhem on Market Street is running only for a short time, so buy tickets now by calling 303-297-9600. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. For the next 36 hours or so, it's going to be a little on the breezy side, but it's a warm wind out of the south, and it'll help us get up to about 77 for the high today. Clouds will be the winner, though, across the skyline. 52 for the low tonight. A little more sunshine tomorrow, a high of 84. Upper 70s on Thursday, low 80s on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
71 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a number of things that seem like they're not connected with each other, but they actually are. And also, lots of things that I want to tell you about as we get underway. So let me share that news first. First of all, I'm going to be on Channel 12, KBDI, Saturday night, 10 o'clock. The show is called Drop Frame, and I'm about on about that long enough for the frame to drop. It's going to be a short appearance, but there it is. And I think I'll be on KBDI the next night at 11 o'clock, Channel 12 as well. Thursday, we're going to be joined by critically acclaimed novelist Kent Haroff. He is local. He lives in Colorado. He follows up his bestseller, Plain Song, with a brand new book called Eventide. He'll be live in studio Friday. National Book Award winner, author, historian, Ron Chernow. His new book, A Biography of Alexander Hamilton, that's currently number 5 on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. He's going to be with us live in studio as well. So we have some delicious guests coming our way. Also, I want to thank Jim Morris, his environmental t-shirt company. He sent us a bunch of George Bush loser t-shirts, and we're going to figure out how we're going to distribute them to you guys. And if you want to see his loser t-shirt, call him at 303-444-6430, 303-444-6430. He's in Boulder, and these are great t-shirts. Bush loser, they're black, they're and white, and they are very cool, and we're going to figure out how we're going to get them to you. We'll have some sort of a contest or something. Here's what we're talking about, and I want to add to the conversation as well. There are a bunch of different things going on. There is the CU report in which Betsy Hoffman, everybody is severely criticized, but they're all exonerated because there's no evidence that they knowingly sanction the use of sex and booze and drugs and stuff to lure football players. So and the colloquy between all these people is just amazing because Hoffman might have told Binney to do something, and then he told Tharp, and then Tharp would ignore Binney, and Binney never followed through, and Tharp would go have his long lunch, and Barnett didn't do anything, and everybody was buffaloed by the Buffs is the essence of it. So these leaders that you think are going to be in charge of the university and lead your children down the right road really are leading themselves into job protection situations and throwing your children up for grabs, really. In other words, the power structure, the people we're looking to for right information, are pretty much busy denying, engaged in rapturous attempts at deniability. And then you have, for example, the 9/11, the firefighters, the police officers, the building personnel giving you one set of information and then another set, and they were misinformed and uninformed and didn't know what to tell people to do, never thought that the building would fall down. So the people that you're looking to protect you. And then here you have the deal with I-70, where the girder falls. And somebody calls in 74 minutes before that girder collapses, killing 3 people, actually almost 4. The woman in the SUV was pregnant, 3 months pregnant with the second child. The couple had moved from New York because to Evergreen. They thought it would just be a better place to raise children. Little did they know that suddenly their lives would abruptly come to an end. And they're a good-looking family from the pictures here. But the dispatcher thought that the caller said sign, and the caller clearly did not say sign. The caller said the girder looks like it's collapsing. So in every way, when you are looking to your leaders to protect you, whether they're telling you the right reasons for going to war against Iraq, telling you that there are weapons of mass destruction, they're misinformed, uninformed, willfully deceptive, or just like CU, the same thing, willfully deceptive is what I would say there, or whether they were just not listening well enough, not confirming the information. Sir, did you say it was the sign or did you say it was the girder? I don't see any of that exchange here in the transcript. 9/11, you would think that the information coming over the, if you were caught in some sort of a 9/11 situation and the information going over the speaker said stay in the building or don't stay in, you would do what they told you to do. You'd think that they would know what they were doing. They don't. That's what's so sad here. And I'm talking about standards that have eroded. And also, customer service issues. I don't care whether it's something like, what did I do? I changed an account at the bank or opened up something here when I moved here. Some of the basic stuff, they didn't get it right. I had to make 3 phone calls. It took more time to solve it. I sent something to the dry cleaners. I lengthened the sleeve on something. And so they were supposed to get the crease out. I had to send it back 2 times and they still never got the crease out right. I mean, it's simple stuff that drives you nuts because nobody does it right the first time. Nobody cares. 303-382-1150. If you have comments to make about customer service situations, about leadership who fails us. Kevin in Highlands Ranch, thanks for hanging on. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid, good afternoon. Love your show.
Thank you.
Caller.
Thank you.
I think you were making the point that people are not paying attention or not getting the information right or not keeping an eye on the ball.
Well, somebody said, that we don't pay dispatchers enough, but how much are we paying Elizabeth Hoffman? How much are we paying Chancellor Binney and Tharp and Barnett?
Absolutely. But pertaining to this investigation, now that the report is in, the governor can only say that he has not had time to read the report. I know it got leaked, But I feel the governor should have made time to read the report way before it became available to be leaked. And in closing, I'd like to say it's funny how Republicans tend not to read important documents when they're made available.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you saying that the governor has not yet read the report?
Your news channel, just as I was coming back to work, said that the governor said he hasn't had a chance to read the report yet. Something that important.
Well, I will say, though, that he is the one who got some of it underway, whether he did it for political reasons or other reasons. He is the one who put a fire under the university to investigate, because he said to them at some point, some months ago, if you don't do this, we will do it.
Oh, I agree. And then he delegated Salazar to lead the commission. But what I'm saying is, when the report is out, it should go to Salazar. It should go to the governor before anyone can leak it anywhere.
Well, it got leaked first, which is
right.
Interesting, but it only got leaked by a day. It was supposed to come out tomorrow.
Right.
So, okay, good
Thanks.
Point. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Tony Randall died. If you were a fan of The Odd Couple, Felix Unger, so fastidious, wonderful actor, got married at something like 81 and had kids. The question is, when you get married and have kids at 81, are you going to live to see him graduate from junior high? Well, in this case, it didn't happen. I think one's 5 and one's 7. But he died at the age of, 84 years old or so? Well, maybe he wasn't 81 when the kids were born or when he got married. But in any event, he had children very late in life, because they're very young at this point. And he waited till he was very old to have children. Wonderful actor. So sorry he's gone. I really thought he would live forever. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. A U.S. flag erected at 13,000 feet as a memorial to victims of 9/11 terrorist attacks may be removed, according to U.S. Forest Service officials. The Forest Service has allowed hikers to place U.S. flags on Peak 1 despite agency rules that preclude establishing memorials or permanent displays without official sanction. Now they're trying to come up with a plan to remove Old Glory without inciting a backlash. I'm having trouble justifying a permanent memorial up on the peak, said Dillon District Ranger Rick Newton. In my mind, a long-term solution is a permanent memorial site, but not a display in the backcountry. The flag has become a favorite landmark, but has also been a target of vandalism. Unknown culprits burned the flag after a tattered one was replaced last fall by a group of hikers making an annual 9/11 pilgrimage. U.S. Representative Scott McInnes donated the current banner, which flew over the U.S. Capitol. The Grand Junction Republican declined to weigh in on the propriety of the display. What do you think should happen? What do you think? Should the flag stay up there? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Also, this just in from Greg emails me this. A Colorado company and another firm, both of which earn tens of millions of dollars to uncover waste in Iraq rebuilding projects, have major business deals with the contractors they are supposed to be monitoring. This is a report by congressional Democrats concluded. The report said neither watchdog company, and one of them is located in Englewood, can be the neutral and independent watchdog needed to provide rigorous oversight over substantial expenditures of taxpayer funds. The contracts the overseers are supervising are non-competitive, open-ended arrangements that allow the government to give the reconstruction firms continuing orders for goods and services. A company which earns tens of millions to uncover waste in Iraqi rebuilding projects has major business deals with the contracts they're supposed to be monitoring. So once again, the people that you're looking up to conserve your money, to be sure it's spent in the correct way, the leaders that you're looking to guide you out of a building that, like a 9/11 situation, or if you happen to be that caller who called in to report what looked like a misplaced girder or possibly sagging girder, I mean, you send your kids to see you. And the best that the parents of the football players can do is have a closed-door session with Owens, because they're castigating him for calling everything that's going on there an embarrassment. And they're whining about that. 303-382-1150. In other words, failures of leadership. You have to make the same phone call 50 times before you get what you're supposed to have. You know, you order something, you have to call again to be sure that it's correctly done. A lot of times, not always, but a lot of times that's the case. 303-382-1150. New York Times is reporting, front page. Again, Alan Greenspan, by the way, has been nominated for another four-year term. So why are we not surprised? Because he thought that these horrible deficits would be, you know, he is kissing the behind of W and the administration, I think, for another 4 years, because I think at some point in his life, he went from being somebody who was the guardian of the people's financial future to somebody who was the guardian of his own future, of his own financial future. Just like the leadership at CU. So he gets four more years. We're looking at massive deficits. We're looking at Republican states raising taxes, Republican-dominated states. Who do you think is going to pick up that shortfall? You think you got a little bit of a break on your taxes, enough to pay for one pizza a month or so for the whole year? And then you're having to pay higher fees for everything else? You think you got a good deal? You got a tax cut? Think again, Charlie. Think again. The Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal is exposing a Pentagon increasingly at war with itself, leading to a crisis of leadership, even as tens of thousands of U.S. troops risk their lives battling insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. For months, discord has been growing in Pentagon quarters over the Iraq war as senior U.S. military officers criticize what they see as Donald Rumsfeld's risky war plan and the lack of a clear political end game. Rumsfeld, in turn, has often chastised what he sees as a hidebound, overly conservative, risk-averse military thinking. Now the clash between Rumsfeld, now he's more vulnerable. So the generals who were so risk-averse that they didn't stand up and try to bite him in the behind and to keep some of his dopier ideas from seeing fruition, now they see their advantage and they're going to press it. Now they're beginning to talk more openly. Now there's a rumble in the jungle. 303-382-1150. The clash between Rumsfeld's push-the-envelope approach and inherent military conservatism is again on full display over allegations that Pentagon policymakers blur the traditional military chain of command in order to gather better intelligence. They don't like the fact that he went to Iraq. One day you're going to... He says he stopped reading the newspapers. And Rumsfeld said, one day you're going to look back and you're going to be proud of your service and you're going to say it was worth it, he said in a voice solemn with emotion. So, 303-382-1150, a deepening rift at the Pentagon. Also, front page of today's New York Times, military police got their instructions at Iraqi prison. Order said to be from American intelligence. So the reporting that Seymour Hersh has done in The New Yorker, and by the way, his people stand by it. The New Yorker magazine stands by his reporting. The American officer who was in charge of interrogations at the Abu Ghraib prison has told a senior Army investigator that intelligence officers sometimes instructed the military police to force Iraqi detainees to strip naked and to shackle them before questioning them. But he said those measures were not imposed unless there is some good reason. So they're all saying that they got their marching orders from above. Marching orders from above, which is in line with what was being reported by Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker. I read it to you yesterday, and you can download it, newyorker.com. U.S. forces beat three Iraqis working for Reuters, which is the news agency. U.S. forces beat three Iraqis working for Reuters and subjected them to sexual and religious taunts and humiliation during their detention last January in a military camp near Fallujah, the three said. The three were first told Reuters of the ordeal after their release, but only decided to make it public when U.S. military said there was no evidence they had been abused. And following the exposure of similar mistreatment of detainees at Abu Ghraib prison near Iraq. So these were three journalists working for NBC and Reuters. An Iraqi journalist working for NBC was arrested with the Reuters staff. Also, he said he had been beaten and mistreated, NBC said. Two of the three Reuters staff said they'd been forced to insert a finger into, let's just say one of their orifices and then have to lick it, and were forced to put shoes in their mouths, and particularly humiliating in the Arab culture. All three said they were forced to make demeaning gestures. The soldiers laughed, taunted them, and took photographs. They said they did not want to give details publicly earlier because of the degrading nature of the abuse. So three who worked for Reuters, one who worked for NBC News, and they are coming forward now. And what's beginning to develop more and more, it reveals that this came from a higher source than merely a few kids coming from small towns in West Virginia. What's this going to do to the Bush administration? Because the numbers right now are even more horrible than they were. Yesterday I revealed some of the numbers, the lowest in the Bush administration. I have a little bit more, I have some more poll numbers, and I will share those with you as we continue. What's interesting is that even though Bush has spent $65 million on ads, he hasn't got any kind of a bump for it. And he and Kerry are pretty much in a dead heat. So what are you going to do come this fall? And also, the undecideds are something at like 9% right now, people who can't decide who to vote for. I think if we held an IQometer over their heads, you would see that there was no fluctuation whatsoever, that maybe these are people who are too dumb to breathe. But how can you not decide who to vote for in the election is my question. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Fucking just get you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I saw her. I finally saw her. For years, everyone kept telling me she's brilliant. She's magnificent. She can do anything. But I never saw her. They kept saying, she's amazing, you have to see her. Then it happened. I saw her myself, and they were right. I am magnificent. I am brilliant. I am amazing.
The Women's College at the University of Denver gives working women like you the opportunity to reinvent your career and follow your dreams. You can earn a full DU degree by taking classes every other weekend from DU professors at our new state-of-the-art Chambers Center. Call 303-871-6848 to fulfill your dreams in a true university setting, or visit womenscollege.du.edu.
Our enhanced financial aid packages make a DU education more affordable than ever. Call 303-871-6848 for a free registration packet.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. I want to tell you about Willis Ashby of Integra Financial. When it comes to managing your retirement, where you keep your money is just as important as how you invest it. If you're like most people, you have a taxable account and a tax-deferred account. You need to be tax smart. Integra says you should keep your safe money inside your tax-deferred account and your risky money in your taxable account. Money that comes out of your tax-qualified account is taxed as ordinary income. And money that comes out of your taxable account can sometimes be taxed as capital gain. Also, if you have a loss, it can be deducted, where in a tax-deferred account, it can't be. If you don't have the easy way to do your financial planning or review, call Willis Ashby at Integra Financial at 303-220-5525. Willis has an easy system that may work for you. For your financial questions, call Integra at 303-220-5525. Integra Financial, helping people make some good financial decisions since 1989.
Bob. Oh, Bob.
Huh? What? Who are...
It's time we talk about our relationship, Bob.
Huh? Our relationship? Now?
It's over, Bob.
Over? But you're my computer.
That's why it's over. We just don't have the right connection. It's been fun, but you know, our relationship has been feeling, well, limited. Wouldn't you rather get out of the house and meet other singles?
Well, yeah, but how?
The answer is one phone call away. Cottonwood Connection. They help singles connect. Real people, fun-filled events. Frankly, Bob, you could use a little sunshine.
But you know me, I'm shy.
At Cottonwood Connection, they encourage courage. Your full year membership includes events and a video profile on their website, so we'll still get to see each other.
Well,
come on, Bob. Isn't it time to get out of the house and really connect? Call Cottonwood Connection, 303-424-2300. Check out their website at www.cottonwoodconnection.com. It's all about the right connection, Bob.
Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect. Call 303-424-2300 or sign up online at cottonwoodconnection.com.
The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is here. Spend a memorable summer night in the historic setting of Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder and hear great artists from around the world and across the musical spectrum. Sunday, May 13th, see Tamburitzins perform the music, songs, and dances of Eastern Europe. For the complete lineup and tickets, visit Chautauqua.com. The 2004 Chautauqua Summer Concert Series is brought to you by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Scott Cohn, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are maintaining their gains in this final hour of trading. The Dow is up 63 points, the Nasdaq up 19. President Bush is nominating 78-year-old Alan Greenspan for another term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Greenspan has been running the Fed for more than 16 years. As for what's keeping the markets in positive territory, try Dow component Home Depot. The company beat forecasts with its latest earnings report. Home Depot benefited from strong appliance sales and a major redesign of its stores. Another Dow member member Hewlett-Packard will report its results after the close today. A small bright spot on oil, crude futures are below the $41 a barrel level, but gasoline at the pump is still averaging just over $2 a gallon. And how's this for a boss? Best Buy CEO Brad Anderson is giving 200,000 of his stock options to his employees. The options are worth up to $7.5 million. Once again, the Dow up 62 points, the Nasdaq up 19. Scott Cohn, CNBC Business Radio.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the n sound. Only the m sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the Easy Pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Enid Goldstein.
Let's see what all the excitement is about.
Middays at noon.
Now, what in the world is wrong with that?
On AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
From the photographs that have been released showing that military intelligence officers and a civilian intelligence officer were present and actually orchestrating the taking of some of these photographs, setting up an interrogation, from the statements by General Karpinski and General Taguba's report, it's very obvious that the military intelligence command had assumed control of Abu Ghraib and were dictating what the MPs were doing.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:30 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a lot of different things today. We're talking about what's happening at CU, and more precisely what's not happening, failure of leadership, failure to get things right, the girder failure, lives lost. I think unnecessarily a call comes in 74 minutes in advance. Now I'm looking at a breaking story here. We have been talking about the CU report that was leaked and so released a day early, and here's the AP version of the report, and listen to their first paragraph. Top University of Colorado officials failed to oversee the athletic department and football players hosting team prospects, use sex, alcohol, and drugs as recruiting tools, a report released today said. So it is much harsher in the way it begins than either the Post version or the Rocky Mountain News version. In the second graph, it says the following. In its report, the school's independent investigative commission also criticized football coach Gary Barnett and athletic director Dick Tharp, alleging Tharp wanted to maintain a facade of plausible deniability about recruiting-related partying. So the first sentence again. Top University of Colorado officials failed to oversee the athletic department. Who failed to oversee the installation of the girder? Who failed when the girder report came in on a concerned motorist 74 minutes before it came crashing down on that family and killed them instantly? Who failed in that respect to protect us? Who failed to protect three or four reporters, three from Reuters, one from NBC News, Iraqis on the payroll of Reuters and NBC News who were treated to humiliating abuses in prison? They were in prison for a brief time in January. Who failed there? Who failed to tell us the truth about the lack of weapons of mass destruction? Who failed? And then one of these former prison guards has a history of complaints. This is U.S. Army Specialist Charles Grainer. He's the father of Lindy England's a child. She's 4 months pregnant with his child, and he was her supervisor. Well, he was perhaps other things as well, apparently. But he is an accused ringleader in the abuse of Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. He has repeatedly faced allegations of violence and psychological abuse in his personal life and at his job as a Pennsylvania prison guard, and even his ex-wife called him abusive. 303-382-1150. Who has failed us? It looks like almost everybody has. And failure of information, the correct information, and people who are involved in 9/11, the World Trade Center the wrong information to people who are trapped in the building, whether to get out. First it said get out, then it said don't get out, or vice versa, and everybody was misinformed. So huge failures there, and nobody ever pays the price for it. If you or I failed that way, I think we would lose our jobs. Adam, calling from Brighton, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live. We have something for you. Hi, Adam.
How's it going?
Good.
I flip-flop between you and the pompous, shall I say, Rush Limbaugh, just to get different points of view.
That pompous possible junkie across the way at the Walmart?
Yes, and somebody gave him a question that he, in all his greatness, could not answer.
What was the question?
The question is, if it was even possible to obtain victory in Iraq in the war on terrorism, would we know what that is, and what would it be?
What would victory look like in Iraq at this point?
Well, that's actually
a very good question. What would victory look like in Iraq right now?
Yeah.
Well, from my point of view, getting us out of there is number one, and having them be able to take over in some viable way. But even that we hand over the government to them, they're going to have no power. We're actually going to be running everything. And as you know, in our coalition of the willing, or as I like to put it, the coalition of the unwilling, our biggest ally isn't the English, who have 9,000 troops. Our biggest ally are the 20,000 mercenaries who are there. Think about that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so what did Rush say? Was he on or off drugs? Do we know?
He was off, it sounded like, because he couldn't answer it, so he wasn't delusional. And his attempted answer was when democracy is established in Iraq. That was his, but he couldn't answer the question, when is the war on terrorism over?
What is the
sign of victory?
Is he still defending the terrible behavior in the prison in Iraq? Is he still calling it a fraternity prank and just letting off emotional steam?
I didn't listen that long.
Well, you're smarter to be over here, but we do want to know what he's saying. But, you know, you're listening to a stale program. That show is several hours old by the time they get around to broadcasting it at the Walmart across the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any breaking news, you're only going to hear breaking hearts over there. You're not going to hear too much breaking news.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. How'd you find us, by the way?
Doug Kellett.
Oh, you listened to Doug, and then you started listening to me?
I listen to everybody on your station.
Okay.
So I try to get a little bit of all sides.
Well, we're delighted. Tell your friends.
I will, definitely.
Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. So here's this guy in prison, or one of the prison guards, excuse me, who is also a Pennsylvania prison guard, Grainer, and he has he had a lot of problems in his personal life before he was sent to Iraq. And he sounds like a man who's got a lot of cruelty in his previous life, and this gave him, I guess, probably all the ammunition that he needs. Here's another story, and I don't think you need to hear me tell you this. Gasoline prices have jumped above $2 a gallon. Now, Joe Anderson, my producer, was talking earlier that the price of milk is also jumped. He says it's like, what, $3 or $4 a gallon now for milk? And he drinks a lot of milk. $3.45 a gallon for milk this weekend. So we were telling him that he should be drinking gasoline instead. Oh, don't take this serious. Don't do this at home. It's only $2 a gallon. It's cheaper than milk. And don't put milk in your tank. It's not a good idea. Anyway, $2 a gallon is here, and there's no end in sight. Now, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know if their prices are going to come down right before the election, but with the retail price of gas topping $2 a gallon for the first time, John Kerry, stepping on the gas and using a lot more gas, chided President Bush for failing to offer hard-hit consumers any relief, any help. Kerry's Democratic colleagues plan to pressure the Bush administration to lower gas costs by demanding that up to 60 million barrels of crude be released from the nation's emergency stockpile. You know what? I don't think that that's a very good idea. I think if you've got an emergency stockpile, here's what you do first. Don't release the emergency stockpile. Here's what you do. You let people know that they shouldn't be driving SUVs unless it's an absolute necessity. Instead of, you try to design vehicles that are much more fuel efficient, that get much more mileage to the gallon. You say that Hummers, forget Hummers, outlaw them. Let the military use them, and if they're going to use them, armor them up. You get what, 12 inches to the gallon with a Hummer? I'm not kidding. It's terrible gas mileage with a Hummer, like maybe 6 miles to the gallon. Stop laughing, Jordan. I see that. What about these SUVs? Did the government say after 9/11, don't drive these SUVs, try to get something that are, try to buy something that's more fuel efficient, put yourself in a less glitzy car that maybe will be not better for the environment, better in your pocketbook, better in every single way. You need a four-wheel drive vehicle to go to the grocery store? I don't think so. 303-382-1150. Don't get me started on that. Everybody's, you know, they have these lifestyle that they fantasies that they want to live out, you know, so they get their jungle clothes to go to the, you know, the safari clothes to go to the grocery store, the, you know, Banana Republic kind of safari gear to go. Yeah, camouflage to go to Walmart because their credit cards are kind of overused. I don't know. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 73 now. School officials didn't know, but sex and alcohol were used in the CU recruiting process. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Inbound Spear Boulevard east of I-25 toward the downtown side of I-25 there. A couple of people have just been arrested at gunpoint by Denver police. Don't know what caused all the fuss, but count on some slowing in there as they try to sort things out and get the bad guys off to the jail in just very short order, we hope. Freeway traffic around town, by and large, moving along in good shape. One exception to that would be southbound I-25. Still a little sluggish from about University Boulevard down toward Evans because of an earlier stall. Stall has been out of the way now for a long time, just taking a long time for that section of Highway 2 drain off. Go to Subway today, get your coupon for a Six Flags Elitch Gardens adult ticket for the same price as a kid's ticket. That's a $16 savings. Eat fresh at Subway and go play at Six Flags Elitch Gardens. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Sex and alcohol were part of the recruiting process at the University of Colorado. That revelation contained in the final report of the CU investigative panel. The commission says that university leaders, though, were unaware. The report, which was supposed to be made public tomorrow, was released a day early after it was leaked to the press yesterday. This report brought to you by D.R. Horton Melody Series. Governor Bill Owen said today that in the wake of Saturday's fatal girder collapse on I-70, there are numerous policies that need to be revisited. The governor's comments come after yesterday's announcement that a 911 miscommunication may have led to the girder falling onto I-70 Saturday morning, killing a man, his pregnant wife, and their small child. The Denver City Council has approved a settlement payment of more than $200,000 following a lawsuit over the suicide of an inmate in the Denver jail. According to the lawsuit, Victor Hansen's suicide by hanging was caught on surveillance camera, but jail personnel didn't check the monitors or cell for some time. D.R. Horton, America's Builder, Melody Series, great incentives, no down, no close. Closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 866-MELODY-H. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC news time is 1:40.
AM 1150 KNRC. The way Denver spells talk radio. KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors. Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks. Madams and Mayhem on Market Street is running only for a short time, so buy tickets now by calling 303-297-9600. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Pretty much more of the same this evening. The overnight temperature down to around 50 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow will top out in the mid-80s. Right now, partly cloudy and 73. KNRC news time is 1:42. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy quiet, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Your car. $20,000. Your car radio, $300. The gas to drive into work and back.
So, do you want regular letter or do you want premium?
$20. Listening to Jimmy, Enid, and Doug.
7 o'clock in the morning. Jimmy Lakey is my name.
Welcome to Enid Live. I'm yours until
11:50 KNRC. I'm Doug Kelly. 303-382-1150.
Priceless. AM 1150.
Turn it up loud, would you?
KNRC. The latest news, sports, talk, weather, and traffic.
I did a little research and I discovered a startling thing.
Where do you get yours?
Different, I'll give you that.
Here, Colorado Talk. AM 1150. KNRC. KNRC.
They keep going up, and when I retire, I'll be walking and very poor. You know the price.
The price is going up.
Keeps on going.
The price is going up.
Higher.
Going up.
Higher and higher.
Higher.
You know the price.
The price is going up.
$1.45 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Those gas prices are, you know, I think they've been putting Viagra in the gas prices myself because they're over $2 a gallon and there's no relief in sight. But I do not think that we should be using, the Democrats apparently are going to press the administration to use the 60 million barrels of crude that are in the nation's emergency stockpile. Let them stay there. And let people, you release that after every other measure has been taken. And maybe not even then. Maybe people can walk a little bit more. Maybe people can use public transportation a little bit more. Maybe people can drive more fuel-efficient vehicles. Maybe Detroit can be given some incentives instead of getting the other incentive. There's an incentive now available for small business owners, I believe, to get a write-off on a big gas-guzzling SUV. Why don't we create incentives so that Detroit will develop more fuel-efficient vehicles? And to the American Consuming Republic, forget the SUV unless you absolutely need it. I mean, there are occasions when you need it. If you're living out in the wilds and you're living in weather situations, you might need an SUV, but most people who buy them don't. They're getting them because they think it provides them with more stability and if they're hauling little kids around. And that is actually not true. The rollover, SUVs are more unstable. They are not as safe as regular vehicles. And I think that message has to get out there. 303-382-1150. But every time I say it, people get so bent out of shape about it because they're so attached to their SUVs. It's so a part of the lifestyle. Liz, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, Liz.
I have a quick, real quick thing. I was skimming past radio yesterday to get to your station because I can only listen to you. And I landed on, just briefly, on Sean Hannity's show, and he had a gentleman on there that had bought a Honda Prius. And Sean Hannity was making fun of him and, you know, degrading him and humiliating him as he does with everybody. And he says, Sean Hannity says, my wife drives an Escalade and I'm going to get the biggest, baddest gas guzzling, Hummer that I can get. And, you know, it's that kind of an attitude. I was so angry at that. I thought, as far as I'm concerned, he's aiding the terrorists.
Yeah, but doesn't he call himself real patriotic?
I think he's a terrorist. I think he's aiding the terrorists when he talks like that. I can remember in the 70s when we had a gas a crisis and we lowered the speed limit and, you know, people had to wait in line and do all that
stuff. Well, not only that, but I'll tell you what, and I thought about that too, and I was thinking, you know, there was a fuel shortage, but there's never been a fuel shortage. Here's the story. People were buying locking gas caps for their cars.
Yes, absolutely. I remember that.
My mom was telling me that because gas became so difficult to get. You could only get it on odd days or even days, depending on what your license plate was.
Right.
There were really long lines. It became very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so people were stealing gas out of people's gas tanks.
Yes. Well, we've gotten past that, I guess, personal accountability or whatever you want to call it, of trying to maybe leave something for future generations. I guess these people just don't want to do that for their children. I'm just thunderstruck on a daily basis at the mindset.
All right, let me then say something right here, because we have been talking about a lot of different things, and some of you are scratching your heads and saying, what do they have in common with each other? Sometimes I scratch my head and ask the same question because we're having a conversation. But the motto in this country should no longer be, "In God We Trust." The motto should be, "What is really true," and that's what's in it for me.
Absolutely.
So whether it's the leadership at CU that failed to lead and failed to any kind of oversight on the athletic department, failed miserably, or whether it was the failure of the people who were supposed to guide you out of the World Trade Center in case there was an emergency, or the failure of leadership in Washington, or whatever the failures are, It's people protecting their own turf, and they don't actually care about the rest of us.
No, that's true, but they don't have any vision either, and that's what's really scary. I mean, you know, I'm 57 this year, and, you know, I'm a short-termer here. I mean, I got a few more years, hopefully, but, you know, there's children. I've got grandchildren that we're not leaving a very good planet for, and I guess that's what really, you know, inherently bothers me. Especially with remarks like that. So.
Well, I don't think that the passive approach is the right approach. This is too rich a life and too great a country, and I think we have to somehow.
Oh, I fight. Trust me, I do.
You have to demand higher standards.
Yes.
You have to get your hands dirty and volunteer for activities. You have to make your piece of the universe, your little acre of net worth, a better place.
I agree.
Liz, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, I'm so glad to hear you talking about SUVs, because making fun of SUV drivers is better than making fun of fat people in my book. I got 3 points I want to make about SUVs.
Are you fat, Kevin?
No, I'm not.
Mm.
Okay. One is that, you know, the Bush administration, I'm sure you're probably aware of this, he had increased that tax credit for small business owners to go out and buy a luxury sport.
Yes, I just talked about that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I wasn't in the car.
To $100,000.
And did you make the contrast to the fact that you can get only a $2,000 tax credit to install solar heating on your house?
Well, that I wasn't aware of.
Is that ridiculous? Okay, the second point about SUVs is I wanted to suggest that what I like to do, and, you know, I don't know, maybe people shouldn't follow my lead because I'm sometimes a bit radical in the things I like to do, but every time I see a Hummer on the street, and I'm not talking about dangerous or reckless driving, but if I'm able to position myself in front of that vehicle in a safe manner and then slow down, I do it. I think that we need to send a message to these selfish, short-sighted, arrogant people in these giant cars.
How much do these Hummers cost? About $60,000?
Oh, yeah, $60,000 or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
Well, I think somehow the government is absolutely not done its job. The instead of telling us to go shopping after 9/11 and, you know, keep on doing business as usual, there should have been an edict and we should have been working toward it to reduce our reliance on oil.
Absolutely. And part of the reason they gave this credit for the SUVs was because these Cadillac Escalades and these Hummers, they're being made in America with American parts, and they're thinking this is going to stimulate the economy.
No, it's a lot. It wasn't about stimulating the economy. It was about the lobbyists, manhandling the administration because they put in great pots of money to the administration, and they want something for it. That's what that was about.
Well, I believe
it's not about the rest of us. Another failure of leadership. Wherever you're looking, a failure of leadership, whether it's the girders, whether it's whatever it is.
And the third point on the SUVs.
Yeah.
Is that the size of the SUV is a direct inverse ratio to the size of the male unit that's driving it.
I think you're probably right about that, Kevin. A well-known scientific and highly documented
Absolutely.
Fact. Thank you very much for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein. KNRC.
We have to talk.
You can't count on the guy in front of you using a turn signal, but you can count on Liquid Plumber to clear the toughest clogged drains.
So you've tried every diet out there. Well, that's something considering there's over 17,000 diets on the market to choose from. Low-carb diets, low-fat diets, high-protein diets. If you're one of the 127 million overweight Americans, you've probably tried one or all of these diets, but without lasting success. That's where Monarch Health Sciences can get you fit for life with a new and complete solution to overall health. The Monarch Forever Fit program is based on solid science in the fields of nutrition, exercise, physiology, and psychology. No magic pills here. The program was created by some of the world's leading experts in weight management, world-renowned doctors, Olympic athletes, exercise physiologists, and psychologists. Join this winning team. Call now, 720-981-4622. Whether it's to lose weight or become part of the Monarch Health Sciences business, call 720-981-4622 for your free Forever Fit information kit. That number again is 720-981-4622 or www.monarchhs.com/foreverfit.
Make your weekend something to remember this summer at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center as they present the Gigs in the Gardens Concert Series. Join AM 1150 KNRC as we present a summer-long musical series featuring great artists from around town and around the world. See regional favorites like Chris Daniels, Firefall, and Wendy Wu, plus international legends like Pine Top Perkins and Big Bill Morganfield. The Hudson Gardens concerts are Sunday evenings at 6:30 beginning June 6th. Tickets are $7.50 for adults and $2 for children. An incredible value. Order your tickets online at hudsongardens.org or call 303-797-8565, extension 321. The Hudson Gardens and Event Center is located at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, 3 miles north of C-470. This summer, treat your whole family to a musical picnic at the Hudson Gardens and Event Center Fabulous Concert Series, Gigs in the Gardens. Order your tickets today. Call 303-797-8565, extension 321.
What if the answer to all your shipping questions was yes? At the U.S. Postal Service, we offer everything from package pickup to international delivery to click and ship online shipping, which means you can ship anything, anywhere, anytime. So the answer to all your shipping questions now comes in three sizes: yes, oh yeah, and a resounding you betcha. To learn more, log on to USPS.com or call 1-800-THE-USPS. It's another simple way to ship from the U.S. Postal Service.
Ah, spring is in the air. And to me, the Orkin man, that means one thing, folks. Mating season. It's not just the birds and the bees. We're talking ants, spiders, roaches, all the makings of a bug baby boom. Maybe in your kitchen cabinets. To nip this little love fest in the bud, do what so many others have done. Call me at Orkin. We're trained to put out the romantic fire for all kinds of insects. Sorry, bugs. This is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 10 to noon for Style Matters, sponsored locally by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts offering Botox and Restylane. Style Matters entertains you each week with the latest in fashion and style. Hosted by Judy Schwartz and Evelinda Ehrman of the Style Matters column in the Rocky Mountain News. Listen to Style Matters each Saturday from 10 to noon, sponsored by Denver Skin Aesthetics. Denver skincare experts.
The KNRC talk version of American Idol is Saturday and Sunday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. So wrong on so many different levels. No, there is no singing involved, but we will be offering new talk show hosts for your review. Listen in and let us know what you think. More live and local talk than any other Denver talk radio station. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, what's your sign? Is it hot in here, or is it just you? I seem to have lost my phone number. Could I have yours?
Looking for a new pickup line? Try this one.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help wondering, what station do you listen to?
Works every time. AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We're calling on the president to use our one ace in the hole. The one way we can stop OPEC and big oil from raising prices through the roof. And that is by releasing some oil from our strategic petroleum reserve.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
157 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. How about if we advise people to use their cars less, rely on public transportation more, and stop buying gas-guzzling vehicles? How about doing that? 303-382-1150. George in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Yeah, I was just going to tell people who are on the road right now, take a look at the SUVs around you and see how many people are actually in them.
It's one person.
From my experience, I've normally seen one. That's the driver. Even at kiddie time, when they're picking up kids, take a look and see how many people are actually in them. So look around.
Well, what is it going to take to get people out of their SUVs? How high is the price of gas going to go? Jordan Lyles comes in and makes a point that a lot of people who are volunteers, who are retired, living on pensions and fixed incomes, and drive around to nursing homes and deliver meals and do things like that, are now really adversely affected.
What? Why are they adversely affected?
George, I thank you. I'm thanking you for the call. The reason they're adversely affected is because they're driving around on their own dime. I'm going to say this again. Let me just see if I can get this. Maybe I didn't say it right. They are driving around on their own dime. They are retired people on a fixed income. They're volunteering at nursing homes to deliver meals, to visit people, to do the kinds of work that require volunteers to do. And it's costing them more money because the gas prices have gone through the roof. And if you are a low-wage worker right now, this amounts to a tax increase. So all of you can stand around and say, oh, it's great that you got this tax increase, which amounts to, what, about a pizza a month or a week or something, depending on your bracket, but you're paying a fortune for gas. At what point does it have to go before you'll say, you know what, I think I want a more fuel-efficient vehicle. I think I'm going to leave the SUV life behind for a while and drive something that is better for the universe and better for the country and better for my pocketbook. What will it take to do that? One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Robert Hager. Survivors of the 9/11 attack on New York City are reliving that awful day when two planes smashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center.
And I'm looking at an aeroplane coming eye-level eye contact towards me. And the plane is bearing down on me. I dove under my desk. And with the most ear-shattering sound ever, the plane just crashed into the building.
Witnesses are talking to members of the 9/11 Commission as they investigate the attack. Experts say the city's communication system virtually collapsed, costing time and lives. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz tells a Senate panel he's not sure how long American troops will be in Iraq. He says U.S. forces are trying to train the Iraqis to protect themselves. And the French press agency says four people have been arrested in connection with the murder of American Nick Berg in Iraq. It's not clear if any of the suspects appeared on the gruesome video showing him being beheaded. I'm Robert Hager, NBC News Radio.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon, partly cloudy, 72 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. The CU investigative panel says all alcohol and sex were used in the school's recruiting process. I'll have that story in a moment. First, though, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting a report of an injury accident at 120th and Pecos, so watch for emergency equipment moving in there. Everything's back to normal now. Southbound I-25 approaching Evans after an earlier stall. A little bit of slowing around Yale, though, as you continue on south, but everything on the freeway system, by and large, just about up to speed. 15th and Arapahoe downtown, watch for an accident. Car fire, Highway 85 and I-76 fire equipment on the scene there. At Vista Ridge, great golf and spectacular mountain views are just the beginning. They now offer homes priced from the mid-100s to more than million. They're on the web at VistaRidge.net. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Sex and alcohol were used in the recruiting process at the University of Colorado, but school officials were unaware. That's the finding of the independent panel that investigated the allegations involving the recruiting program. The commission's final report was scheduled to be released tomorrow, but after it was leaked to the Rocky Mountain News yesterday, the commission decided to post it on the commission's website today. The panel says football coach Gary Barnett was insensitive, and it also criticized the action of athletic director Dick Tharp and Chancellor Richard Binney. As for the Board of Regents, opinions about what to do with the recruiting program vary from member to member, but Regent Jim Martin says the board should be involved in the process, not just President Betsy Hoffman.
I do think that this is not just Betsy Hoffman's decision now, that this is spilled out internationally, and that it's up to the Board of Regents to also weigh in, okay, in terms of their ideas of the way we then ultimately move this university ahead.
The commission will meet with Regents tomorrow morning and will then field questions from the press. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Governor Bill Owens said today that there are a number of policies that need to be revisited following Saturday's fatal girder collapse on I-70. The governor made the comments today following yesterday's revolution that a 911 call warned of a loose girder more than an hour before that girder fell onto I-70, killing a man, his pregnant wife, and their two-year-old, all of whom were in an SUV passing under the C-470 bridge over I-70. Owens says the 911 blunder that occurred over the weekend could have happened anywhere.
We don't yet know what caused that girder to buckle and collapse, but we do know that there was a failure of communication. It's probably not endemic just to Colorado.
The dispatcher who took the 911 call misunderstood and thought the caller was referring to a sign hanging from the overpass. Supporters of a hike in the tax on cigarettes is trying to get that issue on the November ballot. They say the 64-cent per pack increase would be used to fund cancer screenings, smoking prevention plans, and children's health care. The supporters say the higher price would also help more people quit smoking. The tax is unfair, though, according to opponents who say it would keep adults from getting cigarettes they legally can have. Get ready for another dry summer. Top weather officials in the state say drought conditions will be with us through the summer. Many reservoirs in the state are only at 84% of the 30-year normal. Forecasters say water levels in the state aren't going to get much better throughout the summer. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start a 3-game series with the Reds in Cincinnati late this afternoon. Sean Estes throws for the Rocks, who were able to come back from a 6-run deficit to beat the Philadelphia Phillies 7-6 yesterday. Just because you don't see carpenter ants doesn't mean they're not trying to turn your house into a sack of sawdust. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Institute of International Education will honor DU Chancellor Daniel L. Ritchie at its Diplomats Ball, June 3rd at the Denver Hyatt Regency. Hi, I'm Doug Kellett, inviting you to help raise funds for study abroad scholarships by attending this prestigious gala. Hear what Chancellor Ritchie has to say.
I really believe that what we have done over these last 50 or 100 years has contributed more to world peace, world understanding, and world prosperity than anything else that's gone on. When business people or casual travelers visit, it isn't the same as spending time and studying in a country, getting to know the people, getting to know the culture. It really is something that has never happened before our time and has contributed, I think, also to the spread of democracy and understanding around the world.
To learn more hour, or to receive an invitation to the Diplomats Ball honoring DU Chancellor Dan Ritchie, please call 303-837-0788, extension 16, or visit our website, knrcradio.com, and click on events.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our temperatures over the next several days will be ranging in the upper 70s to low 80s, and it's a very quiet pattern. Just a lot of clouds today, a little bit of clearing tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow, and then a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 75 now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday, Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. And lucky you that we're here. And I have to say, I started my new Italian class last night, and one of the students was listens to the show, so that was really kind of fun. Couple things. We've been talking about a lot of different things, and I want to add more to the conversation. When we last left each other, we were talking about SUVs. The price of gas, I don't need to tell you, is over $2 a gallon in a lot of places. God knows what it is in California. It has to be approaching probably $3, I'm guessing, there. Because when I first came here, it was $2-something a gallon in California, and I think I was paying maybe $1.30 here, which I thought was bargain central. And now it's gone up, well, almost twice, almost double, 70%, I would say, to $2 or so, depending on where you buy your gas. And there's no shortage in sight. And the Democrats are trying to get some of our strategic reserves released to bring down the price of oil. Forget it. Get people to drive more fuel-efficient vehicles. I would say that that's the way to do it. Use more public transportation. If you're a minimum wage worker, this is a huge dent in your wallet. And even if you're not a minimum wage worker, it's a big dent in your wallet. It amounts to a sales tax. It amounts to a tax. You thought you got a big tax break because these numbnuts is running the regime in Washington told you that your taxes are going lower, and then you're paying higher for everything else. You want to go to a national park, it's more money. If you want to do this, it's in tuition, it's more money. Somebody's going to pick up that shortfall. It's you. So the whole thing is a deceptive illusion. I want to talk about that, and I also want to talk about the fact that 1,000 gay couples have taken advantage of Massachusetts. They're getting married left and right in Massachusetts, and it's interesting because the coverage you see, it's really a lot of them are older couples, people have been together for a long, long time. And USA Today did a story about it, and some people are talking about how, well, you know, Kerry, for example, he is in favor of domestic partnerships but not marriage. Well, I don't know how domestic partnership would handle this, and those of you who do know, I would like to hear about it. But here is a couple who have been together. This is two women. She's 68, and the other one is a little bit younger. They have been together nearly as long as one of them is paid into Social Security, but the survivor would get none of her partner's Social Security if he died. And then gay couples who are getting older are entering their golden years with more risk, according to this story, because older gay couples face a much greater risk of spending the end of their lives in poverty because they are ineligible for a host of federal protections ranging from Social Security survivor benefits to estate tax exemptions. Gay rights advocates say the couples who have lived together for decades may be barred from sharing a room in a nursing home or an assisted living facility. Many gay seniors fear that they will lose their homes if their partner needs government-subsidized long-term care. The Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights group, estimates that more than 23% of same-sex couples include a partner 55 or older. 12% include one who is 65 or older. Their ranks are expected to balloon as 77 million baby boomers, including millions who are in long-term gay relationships, reach retirement age. Some of those couples plan to be at the front of the line, you know, getting married. But here, benefits important to older gay couples, Social Security survivor benefits. Taxes. Married people can inherit unlimited assets from their spouses without triggering federal estate taxes. That is not the case for gay couples. Health care. Nursing home care takes a financial and emotional toll on many older couples, but the consequences for gay couples are particularly severe. When a member of a married couple goes into a nursing home, The government requires the couple to spend down most of their assets before the individual is eligible for Medicaid, a federal program administered by the states. But the formula allows the healthy spouse to keep enough money for living expenses. In addition, the home isn't counted as an asset, allowing the healthy spouse to remain in the home. That protection does not extend to gay couples. Some couples have been forced to give up their home so one partner can qualify for Medicaid coverage, according to gay advocates. Estate planning. When a gay partner dies without a will, the consequences can be catastrophic. Most state inheritance laws don't recognize same-sex partners, which means the deceased partner's assets will likely go to siblings or other family members, even if they have been estranged. So for those reasons, if for no other, I have no problem. If gay people want to get married, I don't care. God bless them that wanting to embark on an institution where half of the people who embark on it get divorced. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phone. Sunny in Lakewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, I love you. I love your show.
Thank you, Sunny.
But the SUV, I got to disagree because I drive one.
Of course.
And the nitwit that called you before and says that he gets up in front of these people and slows down, he's not thinking of the guy driving behind me with the family that might ram into me. You know, and not only that, but I got a pretty good sized unit. You know, I'd love to come down and show you, but if he ever slows down in front of me, I'm going to ram that unit right up his, you know what?
Well, thank you.
But I use my SUV. I had a car before, and I drive a snowplow. I got to get up to the mountains, and I mean, it helps me. Now, I know a lot of these companies are starting to come out with SUVs with a more gas efficient economy.
Well, I'm just going to have to ask you, Sonny, if that's a snowplow in your pocket, are you just happy to see me?
Well, you know, I love the way you say I'm yours till 3 o'clock. So, but I just was upset about what he said. You know, I mean, you don't get in front of.
Well, you're right. You know what? You're right to call him on that because it's dangerous and there can be a whole chain reaction, and it's not smart. You've not done.
Small-minded people like him that. You know, my SUV might be parked out. I got a Toyota 4Runner.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you really use your SUV where you need to use an SUV, or is this an affectation?
Well, I do use it to get me back and forth to work. I mean, you know, of course, right now.
Well, why don't you just drive a car, like a Saturn or something?
Well, I do have a car, and I use that too.
Well, what do you need an SUV for?
To get me up to the hill. Sometimes I get called in the middle of the night, and we have those avalanches. I got to get through to get that snowplow going.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have a legitimate reason then.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say about 95% of people who drive SUVs don't.
Well, no, that's true. But I mean, I just had to take umbrage to the guy that said he slows down. I mean, my God, what the hell's he thinking of? You know, he's
all right,
his whole family.
All right, don't do that. Don't even try this at home. Don't even think about doing that.
That's right. Exactly. Well, I still love you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Sonny, and thanks for your call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. We're talking about a lot of things. We're having a wide-ranging conversation today, and it began with the report on CU where actually the leadership advocated any kind of leadership position. The AP is reporting that the leadership, there was no oversight, essentially. So people at CU who have called themselves leaders and who are paid to be leaders are not acting as leaders. And then you have a situation where somebody called in 74 minutes before the girder failed on I-70 to report that it didn't look right, and the dispatcher thought that person meant a sign, not a girder, and so that got all botched, and they send somebody out, and they say, oh, no, the sign's fine. They didn't even look at the girder, and then clunk. Killing a family of three, actually almost four, because the wife was pregnant, 3 months pregnant with the second child. And then you have testimony today of the 9/11 situation where here you are, you're trapped in the World Trade Center, and there is information going out on the loudspeakers telling you what to do, and it's misinformation, much of it, so that many people died who might have had a chance otherwise if they had had more correct information. So the people who are supposed to be our leaders, and then here we are in Washington, and the price of gas is over $2 a gallon, and nobody, a real leader, would say, look, this is the way it is now. It's a changed universe. China has heated up. There's a huge demand for fuel from China. There are few reserves. The Arabs can really stick it to us if they want to, and they are doing that. And so here's what you want to do. What, Detroit? You have to develop a more fuel-efficient vehicle. Citizens of the United States of America, you have to buy more fuel-efficient vehicles, and we will give you incentives to do that. We will give you tax breaks if you'll do that. We will do the same for Detroit for developing more fuel-efficient vehicles. We will also maybe send you some coupons or give you some incentive to use public transportation, and we will incentivize cities and states to create more public transportation so that we are not as dependent on fuel as we have been. We will also subsidize more research so that companies like BP and others, Mobil, I think maybe all of them, are looking at other forms of fuel development, hydrogen-based forms of fuel. And the trouble with that is that you need a lot of electricity to convert the hydrogen, and so that's still using a lot of energy. So I don't know if it's really the answer. Maybe we will subsidize. Maybe we would do some sort of a public campaign to get you to drive a Prius or, a half electric and half something kind of a car, or who knows, develop a solar kind of a car. I don't know what's possible, but we would try. That is if you have real leadership who cares about more than getting themselves reelected. And you don't have that right now. That's not what you've got. Four have been arrested over the beheading of Nicholas Berg in Iraq. We don't know if one version of the story I heard is that those four were not on the video. So whether they just found four hapless Iraqis to arrest for the beheading or whether those four people actually had anything to do with it is another story. Also, some programming notes just to let you know. I'm going to be on Channel 12 this coming Saturday at 10 p.m. I think I'm going to be on Channel 12 on Sunday night at 11 p.m. The Saturday night show is called Drop Frame. It's a show that features the work of independent filmmakers, and I'm just in a small part of it. Thursday, we're going to be joined by Kent Hariff, who follows up his bestseller, Plain Song, with a new book set in Colorado, and he lives in Colorado. The new book is called Eventide. And Friday, National Book Award winner and historian Ron Chernow has a brand new biography of Alexander Hamilton. It's number 5 on the New York Times nonfiction list. He'll be joining us live in studio. As I said, Bush has renominated Alan Greenspan as chairman of the Fed, and no surprise there, because Greenspan has turned himself into a big brown noser for the Bush administration and has gone for things that I think are going to be detrimental to the society. What we're talking about is in the state of Massachusetts, if you're gay, you get to get married. I don't know how it works if you're going to come in from out of state, whether you have to be a resident, and I don't know if other states will recognize your marriage. I don't know those details. But I do know that if you're gay, you get to get married in the state of Massachusetts. And I say, great. I'm really in favor of that. I think that is so wonderful. And it turns out that the conservative right wing is very upset because there hasn't been a backlash among Americans over this issue. They were trying to get something going, and they were unable to do it. Backers of gay marriage ban find a tepid response in the pews. Just 4 months after an alliance of conservative Christians was threatening a churchgoer revolt unless President Bush championed an amendment banning same-sex marriage, members say they have been surprised and disappointed by what they call a tepid response from the pews, because everyone's holding their nose and they're saying, pew, we don't want to support a ban on gay marriage. I think that's what's happening here. Most of the groups supporting the proposed federal constitutional amendment concede that it appears all but dead in Congress for this election year. Well, I have a feeling that they're going to try and revive it, especially in the face of what's going on in Massachusetts. But Massachusetts has become the first state in the nation to allow same-sex marriage. Several high-profile conservatives say they are now pinning their hopes mainly on reaction to events there, betting that the scenes of gay weddings in Massachusetts may set off a public outcry. In a last effort to publicize their cause before the impending wave of same-sex marriages, conservative Christian groups have organized an emergency telecast to churches around the country, bringing African-American clergy members to Washington to lobby the Congressional Black Caucus and sending members of a group for people who say they were formerly gay to make the rounds of Capitol Hill as well. Still, opponents of gay marriage say that they're puzzled over why such a volatile cultural issue is not spurring more rank-and-file conservative Christians to rise up in support of the amendment. They are especially frustrated, they say, because opinion polls show that a large majority of voters oppose gay marriage. Why do you think that the conservative movement has not been able to rally people to their cause to be against gay marriage? What do you think the reason is for that? 303-382-1150. I have some theories. I think people fundamentally see that it's fine. People have really come to be more accepting. I think it's more of a generational thing. Maybe older voters are more anti-gay and younger voters don't care as much. And I think people realize that there's a fundamental fairness here involved, and it's not a big deal to them. And these fundamentalists, the religious wrong, these groups who are trying to pump up support against their fellow man and woman, are finding that there's not a big as big a market for it as there has been in the past when they've used this tactic. And I would say that's great. I think that's a great statement about America, that they're not able to whip up this anger toward, really whip up potential hate crimes is what I think. 303-382-1150. But if I were to ask you the question, why do you think that backers of the gay marriage ban, the religious wrong, are having such a hard time getting anything more than a tepid response from churches and churchgoers? Why do you think that is? Liam, calling in from Congress Park. Hi, you live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, and I do thank you. Well, perhaps the tepid response has to do with the fact that blood hasn't flowed in the rivers and frogs haven't fallen from the sky yet. Maybe that's a little something.
Yeah, but they will if Bush is reelected.
Oh, no, just be nukes flying, actually. Also, let me see. Vermont had civil unions, which really aren't a true good substitute for marriage, but Vermont's had civil unions. And guess what? Nobody's died as a result of that. There you are.
What's the difference between, Liam, fill me in, what in terms of Social Security, survivor benefits, and so on, what's the difference between a civil union and a marriage? If you have a civil union, do you get to have survivor's benefits, Social Security, or no?
Warm spit, because federal law doesn't recognize civil unions.
Okay.
I'll get a warm spit, and okay. that's an appealing image. But also, let's not forget that there was a little Republican attempted insurgency in Vermont to unseat the governor and some people in the legislature, and guess what? They failed miserably in Vermont. And the next step, the next logical, appropriate step is marriage. Also, do other states have to recognize a properly recognized marriage in Massachusetts? Yes, it's called the Full Faith and Credit Clause. I advise people who claim to love the Constitution, such as these whack jobs, to look it up. When it comes to the Supreme Court, they'll have no choice but to uphold the valid contract in one state.
So if you get married, if you're gay and you get married in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's a legal marriage in Massachusetts, by definition it has to. Look, all states have different marriage laws. Some states let you marry your cousin. Some states don't. If I marry my cousin in New Mexico, my marriage is still recognized in Colorado.
Right.
That pretty much says it all. You can't park.
But the marriage ceremonies that happened in San Francisco, for example, were not legal because it was not legal to do it.
It wasn't under state law. Say, if they had been legally recognized under state law, they'd have to be recognized.
All right. Now, if you have a state law marriage, will the feds recognize that if it's same sex in terms of Social Security survivor benefits?
In theory, they should. Although,
but if you said that they don't recognize domestic partnership, they may also not recognize this as well. They might say, look, this is what Massachusetts is doing, but we, the feds, are not going
to.
For example, in California, in Colorado, and in a number of other states, we voted to make medical marijuana legal. But the feds, Ashcroft, who apparently has not much to do besides, oh, he was singing. We have some videotape of him singing the Eagle Soars. It's his own song. He's singing, and he's draping that Statue of Justice, which is a pretty a boyish-looking Statue of Justice, and he's busy ripping up the medical marijuana gardens in Los Angeles and Santa Cruz and other places. So
okay.
That's legal. Right. You know, the state decided that that's what it wanted to do, but the feds are saying, we're not going to recognize it.
Under the Supremacy Clause, eventually they'll have to cave. One other thing, too. Okay, first, we have two elements in the U.S. Supreme Court challenges when they come to fruition. One is recognition under full faith and credit. Then another set of cases would have to be brought under recognition for marriage benefits accorded by the federal government. So you see, it's actually a two-step process. They're not going to get everything taken care of initially. although there may have to be a last-ditch effort to legislatively reform. And you know these people, they're hidebound, they're evil, and they're stupid, and they probably won't do it.
Well, then that makes them perfect candidates to be Republicans.
Well, yes, and also, well, yeah, that's almost redundant, isn't it? Anyway, just wanted to let you know that at least under the first phase, the recognition, by definition, if full faith and credit is applied, it applies to all acts, proceedings, documents, and contracts in a state. They have to be recognized under the laws of all states.
Liam, thank you.
You can't pick and choose.
Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate the information. 303-382-1150. I'm Mina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
No extra charges for roaming.
Press star. Press the pound key.
When you listen to us online. Wherever you are, so are we. Hear both sides talk at knrcradio.com. knrcradio.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
In celebration of the rich history of their historic location at 1946 Market Street, Maddie's House of Mirrors is proud to present Madams and Mayhem on Market Street, a red light ragtime musical about Denver's notorious past. This original musical follows Maddie Silks and her rise from Mountain Madam to the Queen of Market Street and explores the legends and myths of other colorful characters that lived, loved, and even died in the House of Mirrors. Take a journey back in time at the House of Mirrors. Jenny Rogers, one of the most notorious of the Market Street Madams, wanted to establish a high-class brothel to surpass her rival, Maddie Silks. Madams and Mayhem on Market Street is running only for a short time, so buy tickets now by calling 303-297-9600. Showtimes are Wednesday through Sunday, and tickets are available at 303-297-9600. Mention this ad for a $6 discount on each ticket. Brought to you by Maddie's House of Mirrors, 1946 Market Street, a unique experience right in the heart of Lodo.
In the world of shopping, 70% of the time women do the shopping and the guys get left behind. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. It's important to remember men and their eyewear, as eyewear shows the world what kind of personality they have. International Optique at Tamarack Square salutes men with a very special discount. Choose one dye from our dyes collection, roll a 2, and receive a 20% discount off your new frame with the purchase of prescription lenses. Roll a 6 and receive 60% off your new frame. But remember, this game is just for men who want to look beyond fabulous in new eyewear. The discount is yours just for mentioning our game. Allow our staff to create a new look for you with eyewear from Alon Mickley, Click 12, Bada, or Oliver Peoples. You'll be a sure winner at International Optique at Tamarack Square. Guys, come in yourself or bring in your special gal. We'll make getting new eyewear and lenses so easy, you'll want a pair for business, sports, and dress. All at International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
I'd heard the horror stories from friends, scary tales of woe and desperation with never an end in sight for those poor souls involved. Tales of overruns, oversights, and overpricing. I admit I was scared to move forward with restoring and remodeling our house. Then a close friend told me about the great job Broadway Construction did with restoring her old house. I've seen the work. It's beautiful. And she told me working with Broadway Construction was anything but scary.
Broadway Construction works on residential and commercial projects of all sizes, from conception to completion, and they work throughout the Front Range, from Castle Rock to Boulder, and all points in between. Broadway Construction, complete construction services, done the right way, with Broadway. Call 303-926-4410. That's 303-926-4410, or visit BroadwayConstruction.net.
Leadership. Bring it into your life now from the people who define leadership in America today. AM 1150 KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop Tuesday, May 18th from 8 to 4 at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's provocative. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prices and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. Again, log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKS&H Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company at AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks ended in positive territory today, one day after reaching their lows of the year yesterday.
The Dow ended the day up 61 points at 99.68, with the NASDAQ Composite Index up pretty strong, 21 points at 18.97. Rather strong signal of stability to the financial markets today. President Bush made good on his promise to renominate Alan Greenspan as chairman of the Federal Reserve. The 78-year-old head of the central bank who accepted the offer will serve a record fifth term if he's approved by the Senate. Is there any reason to believe he will not be approved? Hewlett-Packard just reported a rise in quarterly profit in line with forecasts. The computer and printer maker credits strong sales of servers, PCs, and notebooks. That stock is trading slightly higher in after-hours trading. Home building eased somewhat in April, but still remains strong. The Commerce Department reported a level of housing starts just below forecasts, but at levels indicating the residential construction sector is still healthy. The Dow today up 61 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next Office Supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase. Everything you need in one place.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor for just $389 after a 10% discount. Monitor not included. Taxes extra. Order select systems today and get up to 20% off and free 3 to 5 day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
Phenomena.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We haven't actually decided on the date. It will be soon. We've waited 7 years for this, and the only 7-year itch we have is a itch to get hitched.
From the beginning, marriage was between a man and a woman, and I just feel that we should still have that. And if they do want to make their own union, they should just call it something else.
It's a tremendous victory for really all citizens. I mean, for the first time for a state to be issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples and ending their discriminatory practices is a victory for all Americans.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:33 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the war. We're talking about polling numbers. We're talking about SUVs. And we're talking about gay marriage. And the conservatives are really surprised that there hasn't been more backlash. They're surprised at how tepid the response has been when they've tried to make this a wedge issue. Now, I don't know if all these mass marriages that you're seeing now on television, 1,000 of them took place just yesterday alone, is going to alter the landscape, but people have bigger fish to fry. We got bigger problems than whether or not people who love each other, regardless of what their sex or gender is, are going to get married to each other. David, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live. We have something for you.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
I met you at the Gary Hart spiel.
Oh, yes, of course.
We had some giggles about Rush Limbaugh, whatever.
Never a shortage of giggles about that subject.
Well, I was talking about duct taping me to a chair and forcing me to listen to him. You remember that conversation?
Yeah.
If I'm ever a bad boy, I'll skip over the car thing because it would take up too much time. I'm on your side on that one. In terms of gay people, I am not, but I have nothing against these people in terms of marriage. They're some of the friendliest people I've ever been around in my
life. So wait a minute. Some of your best friends are gay people, but they can get married? They can't get married or what? I don't know.
They can.
They can.
Sure, they can.
Okay, so that's not a problem for you.
Not at all.
Oh, good. All right. So you don't care if they're gay. You don't care if they get married.
I don't care. As long as they don't pinch me on the butt, I don't care what they do.
Thank you, David.
They're very friendly people.
All right. Well, we thank you for the call. Thanks for calling us. 303-382-1150. Well, I don't know about pinching him on behind or not, but here we have backers of the gay marriage ban, the ban on gay marriage, are finding a very tepid response to their wanting to turn it into a wedge issue. And I get this email from Elaine. Elaine says, I saw a funny bumper sticker that goes along with what I'm saying. God invented asphalt so yuppies could go four-wheeling. And it turns out, to nobody's surprise, that Senate candidate Pete Coors is rich enough to buy a 12-pack of beer for every Colorado voter. And maybe he could even make that a keg for every Colorado voter. Financial records released yesterday show Coors' personal wealth dwarfing that of every other contender in the Republican or Democratic contest to become senator. Let's see, among the four major candidates, Mike Miles is worth about, I don't know, he's got a salary of about $60,000 a year. Coors lists his personal assets, including stock holdings and business ventures, as worth between $15 million and $64 million. He earned more than $2 million in salary bonuses and director's fees and so on. His position as co-trustee for four family trust accounts means that he shares in family assets with a minimum value of between $300 million and $428 million. So he's got a lot more money than anybody else, and that's probably one of the reasons why they tapped him. Plus, he's got a big name that's recognized. And I wonder if he'll be the same kind of a leader that we have at CU and other places where the Buffs are buffaloing us around pretty good, or at least they've been able to until now. I've been getting some emails from some of you on the polling reports, and here's what we know so far. Let's see. The Newsweek poll has Bush at 42%, has Kerry at 43%. Times CNN poll has Bush at 44% and Kerry at 49%. The Zogby poll has Bush at 42%. And Kerry at 47%. Gallup CNN USA has Bush at 47, Kerry at 45. The Pew poll has Bush at 43 and Kerry at 46. And another poll, which I'm not sure what it is, has Bush at 46 and Kerry at 41%. So, but pretty much it's awfully close in these two polls that I'm looking at. And there is a report coming across now that Republicans are worried. They're glad that the election is not until November, that the election is 5.5 months away. And I have to share this with you because the sarin gas, they found a round filled with sarin nerve gas. And I thought the timing of that was pretty interesting because here comes a sarin gas round at a time when the news is really uniformly pretty horrible for Bush. Iraq is spiraling out of control, and we don't see any pictures of Bush leading in a decisive way. Instead, the pictures we see of him, are, you know, is what he's always doing. He's once a cheerleader, always a cheerleader. He's going out to, you know, he always lacks is a megaphone. He's out there getting more, pumping it up for more money. He's at this school, he's at that school. And he was at Timken Company in Ohio talking about how many jobs in Ohio, remember, is a very critical state for the Republicans. No president, no Republican has ever been elected president without bringing in Ohio. And Ohio is officially a swing state. Colorado is pretty close to being a swing state. Maybe we are by now. But Ohio is very critical, so Bush goes to Ohio a little while ago, and with the background of Timken Company, he says, you know, how many jobs are being provided? Well, guess what? Timken just went out of business in Ohio or closed down one of its plants, and something like 13,000 people are out of work in Ohio. So, wow. Not to mention the Diebold, the electronic voting systems, Ohio, and the head of Diebold has pledged to bring in the election for Dickey. And you know how troubled the software is for e-voting and touchscreen voting. And today in the New York Times, there was a big editorial about people, there's a real groundswell, people wanting to get together and have a paper trail for their ballots, paper balloting, some kind of paper receipt if you're going to go to e-voting. So these are the issues we've been on from the beginning. These are the issues that the universe, the mainstream press, is finally beginning to acknowledge. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
2:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 77 now. Sex and alcohol have been part of the recruiting process at the University of Colorado. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center. The final report from the CU investigative panel investigating the recruiting scandal at the University of Colorado says that while sex and alcohol were used in the recruiting process, top school officials didn't know about it. The report came out today, a day ahead of schedule, after it was leaked to the Rocky Mountain News yesterday. This report brought to you by Metabolife Products at Albertsons. Governor Bill Owens today said that a number of policies need to be revisited following Saturday's fatal girder collapse and yesterday's announcement that a 911 call warned of a loose girder more than an hour before the tragedy. The governor says the 911 blunder could have happened anywhere. Mickey Mouse is coming to town. Denver is one of 10 cities that will receive a visit from a series of Mickey Mouse statues that are traveling the country to celebrate Mickey's 75th anniversary. The statues have been designed by celebrities like Tom Hanks, Regis Philbin, Susan Lucci, and Sir Elton John. Metabolife is number one for weight loss this month at Albertsons. Buy one bottle of Metabolife Ultra or caffeine free and get a second free Metabolife. Buy one, get one free at all Albertsons. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:42.
From the caucuses to the presidential election,
every vote counts.
We've got it covered. Your number one source for election 2004 information. Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
WB2. $300 shades or $6 shades. Wednesday on WB2 News at 9, Casey Curry puts the hottest sunglass fashions to the test.
What I have in front of me is a UV meter that actually shows how much UV light is getting through.
Find out if spending hundreds really gives you better protection against our mile-high sun.
At this elevation, the UV exposure is constant.
We'll tell you which ones are better for your eyes, what shades are best for sports, and why your kids need them even more than you when Casey Curry takes you shade shopping. Wednesday on WB2 News at 9.
Hi, I'm Natalie Tisdall.
And I'm Tom Green. Whether you're an early riser or would like to sleep late,
WB2 Morning News is there for you.
Every weekday between 5:30 and 9, get your news, weather, and traffic from WB2 Morning News.
We have Denver's most local news in the morning.
Start your engines. Wednesday morning, we'll have a high-tech preview of the Indy 500. Live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Plus, we'll help you spring into summer with the best of the best in outdoor accessories.
So join us for WB2 Morning News tomorrow between 5:30 and 9, because your time counts.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer.
RC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Partly cloudy for us tonight. Some scattered thunderstorms possible this evening, too. Overnight temperature down to around 50. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. Right now, 77 under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 2:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your car in step. Get your Goodyears today. Mail-in offer ends June 5th.
Guess what, hon?
Huh?
Found us a hotel for our anniversary.
Where'd you find that?
Expedia.
No, where? Like where?
Oh, Cancun. Hey, check it out. Here's a picture.
This hotel right here?
Yep.
The one on the golf course?
Oh, yeah, but,
Nice try. Let me know when you find our real hotel, okay?
Plenty of hotels with lots of pictures and details. Another way Expedia helps you create the trip that's right for you.
Expedia.com.
Stunt.
Nothing about an attack on America.
Provoking.
It did not warrant of attack.
Talk. Talk.
To finish the job in Iraq, we must be united.
Every day. Hear Colorado Talk. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:45 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're talking about a lot of different things. We are certainly talking about SUVs, and we're talking about the war, and we're talking about gay marriage, and we're talking about what's going on in Iraq. And also, I just want to, Travis, who is starting, he's our new intern. Welcome aboard, Travis. There's going to be something tomorrow night at ILF School of Theology, Great Hall, 7 o'clock. Travis and a bunch of people, including Wes McKinnon and Jackie Braver, all went to Washington. And Wes McKinnon was the foreman. Remember Rocky Flats? We had him on. This is a group of activists who went to Washington, and they're going to talk about their lobbying trip to D.C. to push for better accountability of the cleanup at Rocky Flats and other sites. So that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, ILF School of Theology, the Great Hall. I assume there's no charge for that. It's free to the public. So if you're interested in that subject, that's where you're going to want to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. 303-382.
Corporations that give money to Bush.
Well, and we had a story today where a Colorado-based company that's supposed to have to exert oversight on some of these contracts is involved with some of the people they're supposed to be managing and exerting oversight on. So it's the fox guarding the chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of Bush's aides have gone into business as lobbyists to call up their friends on the phone that still work in the White House.
Well, Jim, we love your T-shirts. They are just wonderful. So as soon as we're going to figure out a way to give them to people, to make them available. And again, if they want to order them directly from you, they can do it. The Jim Morris Environmental T-Shirt Company, 303-444-6430.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
303-382-1150 is our number, and we're talking about the rise of the undecideds. And I had it wrong, by the way. The Timken Company was 1,300. The factory closed that Bush touted closed in Ohio. Last April, President Bush visited a Timken Company manufacturing plant in Ohio to press for passage of new tax cuts that he said would spur the economy. During the speech, Bush said that the future of this company is bright and therefore the future of employment.
Iron furniture that is not only beautiful but built to last a lifetime. Hand forged by skilled craftsmen with incredible attention to detail and design, O.W. Lee is quite simply the finest wrought iron furniture on the market today. Family owned and operated since 1954, Lair's is Denver's oldest, most trusted name in wrought iron furniture. Plus, we have the best selection of quality gas barbecue grills in the state. At Holly and Evans in Denver, 81st and Sheridan in Arvada, and just north of Arapahoe on Broadway in Littleton, there's a Lair's near you. For premium wrought iron furniture from O.W. Lee, it's Lair Fireplace and Patio.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC. 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Okay, keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
The Larimer Arts Association presents the second annual La Piazza dell'Arte, June 19th and 20th. The award-winning festival follows 16th century street painting traditions and features more than 200 artists who will spend hours on their hands and knees transforming asphalt into pastel masterpieces of brilliant color and design. Enjoy spectacular artwork, Italian food, beverages, and entertainment. Admission is free. For more information, call 303-685-8143 or visit larimerarts.org.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring seven-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150, KNRC.
2:57 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours for just a couple minutes longer, then Doug Kellett takes over. A couple of things. First of all, I just got a wonderful letter, one of the things we talked about, and it was on Nightline last night. Bishop Sheridan of Colorado Springs, his pastoral letter. If you voted for somebody who supports abortion rights, stem cell research, etc., you can't receive communion. And so here is a letter that somebody has written to the bishop, and I will share that with you maybe tomorrow because we don't have time for it today. And Marilyn Musgrave so far doesn't have a Democratic opponent, but that might change if Stan Matsunaga, her 2002 challenger, announces that he takes her on in November. So we'll see what happens with Marilyn Musgrave, who I think is going to be revealed to be a man in drag one of these days. But what do I know? And ABC, a hit unscripted series in the UK, Wife Swap. It's making its way to the U.S. I guess they're going to swap wives. Here's what happens. Two married women switch places with one another for 10 days, living with the other's family and taking on the other's household duties. At the end of the 10 days, the families get together to discuss what they experienced. But I don't know if that means you have to sleep with the other woman's husband or not. I haven't figured out that part. But as that news comes in, we will certainly share it with you. Lots of things to, lots of people to thank today. Travis being our intern. Thank you, Travis, for helping us out. Joe Anderson, you did a great job. Jordan Lyles, you did too. And have a really, really happy birthday. Today's the day that Jordan turns 100. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. Doug Kellett is up next from 3 to 6 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. I hope to see you back here tomorrow, noon to 3. Let's have lunch together. If you turn me on, I'll try and turn you on. Tell your friends about us. We're live. We're local. This is a place where even if we don't agree, you will be heard. And it's virtually a free phone call. You can affect the dialogue. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up some kind of a mess. And try to volunteer even though the gas prices are over $2 a gallon. I'm Enid Goldstein. See you tomorrow at noon on AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr. Families who lost loved ones in the September 11th attacks heard again today of the grisly details. In advance of its report due in July, the 9/11 Commission held hearings in New York. Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton.
The Commission lives in a political environment. We're going to be producing this report in a political season. We're just going to let the chips fall where they may.
The World Trade Center's former director says he spent $100,000 to protect the building from a bioterror attack, but says he was never told about threats involving planes. Friends and colleagues remembering actor Tony Randall, who died last night at 84.
A world without Tony Randall, I cannot recognize and I never will accept.
That's Jack Klugman, Randall's co-star in the classic TV hit The Odd Couple. Klugman underwent surgery for throat cancer a few years ago. Stocks rose today, rebounding from the lows it hit in previous sessions. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Have you got your Goodyears? Get to your participating Goodyear retailer now through June 5th while all Goodyear tires are on sale. You'll save big on every Goodyear brand tire in stock. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $60 rebate. And while you're there, check out Goodyear's new Assurance brand of passenger tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. For low prices and up to a $60 rebate, keep your